All right, let's go ahead and call our study session meeting to order. Roll call.
Buffo, here. Perry.
Here.
Ding.
Yes.
Robbins.
Here.
Stuber.
All right, we're going to go ahead and skip the Pledge of Allegiance invocation, so we've already done that. And there's no public comment. We're going to start with Brian and Brian's budget. Brandy printed these all out for us. She had to do this for me on Monday so I could actually read it. I really liked it. Yeah. It makes it so much easier to read. Yeah, your budget is hidden with everybody else's, so.
Well, I printed out copies of the Excel sheet that I have. Do you guys want those?
Yeah, I'll take one.
Yeah.
If you got it all in one spot.
Oh, that didn't make it very far. Sorry, Ryan.
I think that was all one packet.
Oh, it was one packet?
Yeah. And then if you guys want, there's the individual.
Never mind, pass it back. So this is just one?
That's just outlining the different things I had listed.
Oh, okay. Never mind. This is an individual. What is this?
That's just the per user breakdown for all of the 365.
So this can be passed out.
Yeah, that's individual.
We'll be in our study session.
All right,
awesome.
Try it one more time. Is this one packet too?
Yeah, the one I just set down.
That can be passed down. This is one packet.
Sorry.
Knocking stuff over.
I think this looks like...
I don't know. I just need to sit down and stop trying to help.
So all of that.
Just know my role.
All of that one goes down.
Not the paper passer either.
No, because I have it all messed up now. So.
Okay.
I'm confused. You got
the printer at least.
I've got two of the same sheet.
I need one. It's the IT guy's fault. Makes it more complicated.
I know, you think the IT guy would have been more organized or
makes
something.
Makes it more complicated.
I think I have all my papers are the same.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, you should. You probably have a stack of the same ones because they're just extras.
There's something on the back of yours.
These are all the same.
Okay.
So I don't know if
you guys have
this one.
Yep. Let's make this as confusing as absolutely.
Hey, I tried to make it easy.
You're doing a good job of that.
Yeah,
all right. That's why I said
that.
I'm not helping anymore.
This one?
I think we all have that one.
Yeah, you should have
Adrian's
this one.
Name
I passed
no,
it out on both equal.
Did
no, I didn't. We passed it out on equal sides.
Thank you.
Does everyone have one?
Yeah.
Those are ones.
I'm not touching.
These are just the conference phone, if you were interested in it.
Okay.
So,
you missed a lot the last meeting.
I know.
I had to read the entire resolution because somebody couldn't get their computer turned on.
It's like it's raining now.
Yeah.
It's just raining more when I left my office. Y'all ready?
Yeah, go for it.
So the first one on there was the boardroom equipment. It's not a necessity. That's just going to be like if we were to redo microphones, Murphy had asked us for me to look for.
So that's the boardroom equipment.
Yeah.
So that's not a necessity.
The only thing that would be nice is if we still kept something in there to get a PC, since the one I'm using up there is from my house.
Yeah, that would be nice. And I want to move you back over there too. So, what would it take to get you moved there and add one more camera?
We could probably get it for under $1,500. I mean, that'd be the most. It'd be PC, monitor.
Is there a data jack back there?
There is.
Yeah. And then the other thought of the camera was one pointing that way, so when people are presenting, that we can do some kind of split screen magic stuff, and it looks pretty.
We can make that happen.
So, well, good. We just knocked a bunch of money off your
He
budget,
said we, right? So that must include him helping you do that, too.
Terrence is one who helped me put this one up, and
yeah, there you go.
Broke a tile.
Yeah, we got extras somewhere.
But we don't really need the second camera, though, right?
No, but how much is the second camera? Like $100?
It'd be probably anywhere between 60 to 100. They're really hard to get right now because
yes,
it's COVID.
They're very hard to get.
But it's, I mean, we're talking $100, so I figure.
Yeah, but
this one I never charged
to
get over yet either, but it was.
I mean, they're nickel and diming, yes.
I know, but I think they're going to start to add up.
True.
So what we do need is Brian needs a computer that isn't his personal device, but I don't think we need the second camera.
Well, if we leave $1,500 in there for his computer, and if he can get it for $1,000, then you have $500 you can spend on a camera.
So the purpose of the other camera is so that everyone else can see who's talking to us.
Sure.
That's the only reason.
We also had some problems too with
people also
video.
Can't hear.
Yeah, they can't hear. So
yeah, usually, when I was at Savoy, they have a podium for their guests and has a microphone similar to what you guys use.
That's this one right here.
Yeah, that's that one that's supposed to be down there in the end. But
if you had a podium, it gives someone a specific spot to stand in. And then if we had a camera, they're standing over here.
Put a blue X on the floor.
Yeah.
We could
here.
Put a couple pieces. You got some 2x4s and a piece of plywood. We could just right there. There you go.
Put a TV tray on the bottom.
TV tray there. You go. I like it. Hey.
Or a music stand.
And if we don't get the second camera, nobody will actually be able to see it. So.
Just put that right.
That's true.
Put that off.
So the 4,000 is slashed to 1,500. Is that what you're
yes.
saying?
Look at that. Killing it.
The next page, for mine, is it's got the phones on there, and then kind of Office 365 related items. Broke down between PD and general being village. The phones would be replaced in the ESI phones we have right now. The C450 is what we would use for Brandy, Rena, and Justin for their desk phone. They have another option for two options that we could use for the conference room. The RX450 is like your typical, you would see parents have got the printouts of those. The conference room style phone, sit in here, it's meant for large rooms, so if you're at your Teams meetings or whatever, maybe with dial-in, they can hear
so
you.
So it's like $1,400 for a conference room phone?
Oh, yeah.
I'm lost. What page are they on?
I'm just the one that's
okay.
Yeah.
Right there.
Make sure I'm in order here. So it's got the audio code phones at the top. The 448 would be like your general use over in the squad room, Murphy's office, where we get the wireless phone.
Okay, we still have a wireless phone then, right?
They don't do any wireless phones with Teams. You'd use your cell phone if you wanted to be wireless.
Now, the conference room phone, it's IP, so I could plug it in wherever we have an IP jack.
Yeah, all the phones are IP-based, so.
So they can move.
You can move them wherever.
This is.
I
know, that's
what
I said too.
Phone. I get that it's.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying we need it. I'm just saying the desk phone and the one office, we could unplug it and move it into the conference room and plug it back in, and if you put it on speaker and we got a conference phone.
Yeah.
For as little as we do any kind of conference type meetings. I mean, we didn't work because of COVID, but.
Well, and that's the only reason Brian has added these kinds
of
things in.
So,
is
originally
you weren't touching.
I was just trying not to mess things up.
I got a quote for another, it's an RX20. He emailed that over this afternoon. The RX20 is similar to the 450, but has another microphone for smaller meeting rooms. That one was $760 through CDW.
That's coming down.
I'll leave it to you guys and what you'd want. The
subscription.
For the phones, that's going to depend on the cost there and what you guys want.
What's wrong with our phones right now?
We would go to Teams for phones. So at the last board meeting, it was discussed that ESI is not well liked, specifically I think around the caller ID information and things like that.
When somebody calls, I have to write the number down, like within 3 seconds or it's gone, so you can't call. I mean, it's basically.
There's no memory, no nothing. Okay.
It has memory, but it comes up unavailable in memory.
Yeah.
On the.
Sounds like my memory.
On the back of the kind of per user breakdown for 0365. I did have a note of what ones we would eliminate if we go to off of 365.
On the back of which one?
The per user breakdown.
This big one.
Big one.
Yeah. All in the front and back.
All right.
So we right now we're paying at least the last bill that Raina sent me $271.76 a month for our current phone system, and then we have a Office 365 Home edition that we're violating their use agreement with, so we get rid of those. So we'd actually save 82 cents a month if we went everything to 365.
There's your nickel and dimes.
There's our 1.2.
The problem is we have to buy new phones, which is going to cost us like $6,000. So.
It'd be less depending on what kind of phone you guys get for over a year.
Okay. And that's something too that a lot of times, and then Ryan kind of woke up to this a little bit too. What I was looking for these guys at the meeting is we can put higher things in here. Say we can put budget for the $1,400 phone, but saying we're not buying that right now. It's in the budget because we can't go back and reappropriate for what we can, but it can be kind of a pain.
It's annoying.
So going through here, we can nitpick this and knock things out, but still approve the $6,500 for his budget, but it's just saying, hey, we're not buying a conference room phone right now. We don't need it. And we can kind of add things later on throughout the year. And who knows what our revenues are going to be. So that's a thought, too. So,
but I think thinking that our revenues are going to be better than what we think they are is too optimistic.
I know. Exactly. I agree.
I would honestly rather in January say, oh, well, if we're going to have all this extra money, let's add money to our budget. Then I'd rather have it all cut now. And
two ways to look at it, yeah.
Bare minimum.
I like the bare minimum is what we're going to run on, but I kind of don't want to have to reappropriate again. I don't even know what the process is for that. I'm looking at you, Randy, because you're the one who's probably done this before.
It's a process. It's annoying.
How big of a process is it? How time consuming is it?
But also, you know, we get in this point too where we start looking, where do we have money in other places?
Well,
and we see that as, well, we have money here. Well, no, we really don't. It just looks like we do.
Yeah. Well, so I'm trying to get away from now. That's kind of like we move a lot of money around, not so much in the IT budget necessarily, but we move a lot of money around in the maintenance budget. And Matt's budget has so many moving parts in it. It's just like tomorrow the dump truck can break and have like and cost us, you know, some crazy money that it went over as budget for the thing. That's why we move a lot of his money around, because I mean, just no one that's going to break you tomorrow. We've moved it like for trees or rental fund and like little things like that. We put money together to get something out of your budget. That's the moving around I'm talking about.
56 A's and stuff.
So. All right, I'm sorry. I derailed the conversation.
With the Office 365 stuff, if we go to that, we get you guys all moved over to SharePoint for your board packets, so it'd be secured with your Village email login versus anyone who gets the link can get into it. The meeting room phones on the individual breakdown, that's on there because they don't have a common user phone license in the government cloud. They just have the meeting room option. Meeting room gives you a audio conference line as well. So if you guys want to have an audio phone dial in, that's included with what we have. When we are presented the option to get a common area license, I suppose we move at least the squad room and the potentially the phone in Murphy's office over to about half the cost. Save $5 a month per device. But any questions on the O365 stuff? Yeah, there's a minimum of 25 users required to go to the government cloud. Government cloud is required for PD.
How many users do you have on here right now?
25.
Okay.
Took the announcement. If we do hire anyone new, we would need to account for that. If we want to keep people on-prem, I mean, against the servers that we have here in-house, we don't have to do Office 365. There's another sheet I've got in there for license remediation that kind of outlines what licenses we would need to purchase for those users. That is an option, I'd say, for all the board members and workers who are on any kind of a routine basis doing stuff, should be in the cloud for sure. Next page would be for kind of annual bills that we have. So static IP for our website, Open Drive, so online cloud storage we use for doing all the backups for the servers and various stuff in the office. And then we've got RAID. Not a lot we can change from that one. PD replacement equipment. For 2,000 in there, it's just in the event that some piece of equipment here breaks down, needs replaced, we determine monitor dies or something. No guarantee that we're going to spend all 2,000. But
how much is an MVC?
Over 2,000.
Those are.
It's a good thing we got three squad cars that aren't being.
Exactly.
We've got more NPCs than people right now.
Yeah, so there we go. We can
each
move
of
around.
Us have two, so we're okay for a little bit.
So, 2,000 is what I thought just for the things that could break over normal wear and tear.
Justin, is there something that's on the fritz that you can think of right away that's probably going to fix this?
I don't know. I mean, as far as computers and everything, that seems to be working.
Yeah. All this stuff is your PC and the monitors. New monitors.
You replaced squad room computers last year, didn't you?
Just the towers, not the monitors.
The towers.
So for the new station that's on the side with the cameras, it's got a new monitor there, but the others are old monitors.
So what? How many years warranty do our machines have?
The new ones are 3 years.
Okay. Do you have these on a depreciation scale or spreadsheet, just so that we know how much of a warranty is left on a machine?
I don't, but we use I've got a Spiceworks for IT inventory management that shows up on there for when our warranties expire for all the computers. So I get an email if we get close. The next one is much of the same for the village side. We have something over there that dies. The only additional there is one point they were talking about doing a remodel in the office. We do that, potentially getting the PC for the front counter with a wall mount monitor. That way when customers come into the office, pay their bill or whatever, Brandy or Raina aren't walking back to their computer in their office, wherever it may be. I think we can repurpose one of the older PD PCs to use for Murphy 1-1 for residents to be able to use.
It doesn't really need to be like robust or anything like that. Just
residents.
Oh, we talked about putting one in the back room. Like we had somebody come in and want to look at the ordinances or this or that. There you go. And one of the office workers can put them in there and set them up on the ordinance page and they can look through it. We've had problems, not really problems, just times where our employees get a little overwhelmed with a resident coming in and looking over their shoulder while they're going through the ordinance books.
Can they get that at the library?
I was just going to say
they're that. Looking That's... at our ordinances, though, and they might need help navigating it a little bit. It's easier if we help navigate it to begin with, opposed to not helping them at all on a building ordinance or something along those lines, too. And if we could repurpose the computer, that's not really costing us anything.
Our only cost would be potentially a monitor, but if we, instead of buying a new monitor for that, maybe we replace the monitors over here that are older.
It's repurposing an old computer. We're not buying something new for it.
So we can probably strike this $3,000, though.
I think depending on your wall mount and stuff like that, you still want that, unless we're putting the computer right on the counter.
That's the computer on the counter was for when they're doing the bills for people on the counter, so not going back and forth to their desk. But that's just a convenience thing.
Can you just put a toggle switch in for the monitor so you can run the monitor to their computer?
If we put a switch in the monitor by the desk, say the switch is at their desk, they'd still have to go back to their desk to help the customer.
This is not a big deal in here. It was just, we were talking about remodeling the front office. We got the new-ish furniture that was free, and there was talk about redoing the whole counter area and putting down some like carpet squares or something so we don't have carpet with ripples in it. And then that was just a little convenience thing to help.
On that one, we could, I'm not sure what a wall mount would run us and what kind we would want. If we want a wall mount, talk to Justin about repurposing some of the old MDCs that they're not going to be able to use with all the docks. We could set something underneath the counter off to the side and hook a monitor up to that, mouse and keyboard.
Does that, Randy? You care? Okay. We can cut it if you want to cut it. $3,000.
My only concern is making sure we have something in there in case a computer crashes.
Yeah,
the
$2,000.
Yeah, we're still replacing the.
That's the next thing down.
Well, I don't have that
page,
so.
Oh, did you not do one?
Brandy, do you have
there's
something?
Right,
so you think there's a computer that's on the fritz or something that's hitting your radar
the
already?
First makes noise every so often.
Quite often.
Yeah,
page four.
There you go. Now
right.
You have one. Sorry, you got left out.
Yeah,
so
thanks everyone.
Was the idea for this computer to just basically be a kiosk for our staff on
kind of both
this
where
side
spin
of the
it
desk?
Around. If they're looking up their bill and running their bill, they can spin the monitor around and let them look at their usage.
Rand and I were talking the other day too. She has people that come in saying the bill doesn't inform them enough. They don't do social media. They don't. Do this or that,
yes,
so they don't know how to sign up for Rave, and they want to sign up for Rave, so they can utilize that same PC to.
Mm-hmm.
Randy can open up the login, the sign up page, and pass the mouse and keyboard over, fill in your information. They can sign up for alerts.
Kind of a convenience thing, and helping the public, because we got a lot of older residents too. They don't know how to sign up for Rave. They don't know. I mean, we have a great system we're paying for, and it's not really getting utilized the way we want it to.
So if you want to totally strike the remodel one, we can use one of the laptops, the MDCs, and get those pre-built versus putting something in new this year and then look at it down the road.
What would you need to rebuild it?
Power supply and the computer.
That's it?
Okay.
I guess we should, right?
Should.
That'll work then.
Save
us
potentially a hard drive, but we could put that under the PC replacement. Hard drive would be $100 if you were taking.
You want to bump the, knock the $3,000 off and then bump that up to $2,500.
That
way it gives you just a little bit of a cushion in there in case you need a,
yeah,
like you need a hard drive or you need a and rebuilding.
Fine with me.
Is that good with everybody?
I'm good.
All right, next.
Next one should have the Microsoft Office standard. That is something that we need. Right now it's got Office 365 Home installed on several PCs, which is against the use agreement. So if they were to find out, do an audit or something, we would get fined. The item underneath that, the Corkout bridges, those are also needed. 25 because we have to match what we have in Office 365. To run your email and access just even the daily stuff that we do here, Microsoft requires users or the devices be licensed. They call client access license. As far as I can tell, we actually don't own any. So we're in violation of that use agreement as well, that license agreement.
And that'd be an annual fee of $484.75.
$19.39 a user,
okay.
As long as they're L365. The section underneath that is if we had someone who we wanted to keep on premise, so not put them in Office 365. The one-time fees would be exchange and server.
Why would we do that?
If you guys didn't want to purchase more O365 licenses, but I think our rave ordinance has said that all village staff need to have be signed up for it. If we give them village emails, that's part-time guys. I know they don't really.
I found one on that list now, because I've got one that's turned in his keys.
So the 25, it's not a you purchase and the person quits, you lose it. We reassign that license. And we keep it even if it's not being used. Like I said, the little over section, if you guys had someone that you said we don't see a need to spend the $80 or whatever it is to have them online every year, spend $84 one time and then an annual $27 to have them on premise. And that covers us for all the client licenses that are required. My preference would be we just put everyone in the cloud and we don't have to worry about anything.
I think that makes sense.
So disaster, village gets taken out or something.
So we can take this whole bottom section out.
Yeah, that was more in there for anyone who wanted to see what the price of keeping someone on site would be.
Yeah, it's not included in the top portion.
Correct.
Perfect.
With the Office 365 licenses, does it include desktop app access?
We don't have the desktop, it would be the D3. If we wanted to go to that, that's one of the pricing on the sheet that everyone listed individually that had to be on the back side was significantly more.
Yes. It's about almost three times.
So I for what our use is, we should be doing the D1s.
Okay.
And then doing add-on licenses for anything we need additional. And then just buy a one-time version of Office.
Thank you.
That was all of my stuff.
So the Office 365 subscription is $3,357.62.
Once you figure one again.
Once what?
He was asking the cost of Office 365.
I know, but your response, you said once we.
Yeah, once we go through it and everyone's having an audit, you pay it annually. So we can do monthly if we want, annual.
Is always less expensive.
Our prices, we have an enterprise agreement, so you'd be locked in. So for 3 years on that pricing at the time we start our agreement. So if we had someone new start next year down the road, we would pay for a portion of whatever the cost is to get the license back to our renewal date.
So So we only knocked $2,500 off your budget.
Well, can we go back to the phones for just a second?
Sure.
I'd like to know which way we're going to approach this.
Oh, I did. I left. You put this 14 in there.
Get that.
Yeah, the 4,000 is 1,500.
And then the 5,000 went down to 25.
There's 3,000. So that takes that to 25.
Does everyone have to have
new
phones?
Yes. The phones we have now are through VSI. They would not be compatible with Teams.
So the only one that's really optional is the conference phone.
Yeah, be replacing that one. We can do whatever model that you guys would prefer.
The cheapest.
The $22 model. The RX one.
The flip phone.
Yeah,
the RX one.
Do they have a flip phone we can plug in there?
We can go with Teams.
We'll get Justin's phone every night at 6:30 and plug it in there.
So is that a lot?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. We can unplug it and plug it back in here. That's good.
Actually,
they
can just stay in here. That's fine.
Take this phone. Here's the wall mount. With Teams, you don't have to have a desk phone. You can use the Teams app and dial in through that way with a USB headset.
I'm just trying to think how often we've ever called anybody on that phone.
Not. I mean, I have meetings on Mondays occasionally, but last Monday was at Post, or I'm sorry, the Village Hall, and I used to use the Teams thing. No, I used Zoom, actually, their Zoom account.
So I mean, to use the phone function, anyone who is going to be dialing out has to have a phone add-on subscription to their account. That's included on the 365 stuff. So it would be Brandy, Raina, and Justin. So they would all have individual 5,000 phone numbers, voicemail. We would have the call queues like we do now.
Yeah, I just rounded. So
the meeting room phone, that is their version for the government cloud of the common area phone. So it doesn't require someone to sign in as a phone license.
Was part of the reason for the conference phone so that people, if we ever had to do another one of these all online meetings, that public comment could also be done through this phone? Is that?
Yeah, so they'd be able to dial in. Having the physical phone doesn't matter for that.
Right.
The physical phone's only on there because we have one in here now. We can scrap it all together for now and get one later.
Just do a soft phone.
And then just Brandy log in to Teams on her laptop when she's here. If you guys need to dial out or take the squad room phone, that would be a meeting room phone set up just on the standard desk phone out.
So I think we have other options that we can.
So what you're saying is.
Physical phone is just totally up.
Right.
Whatever you guys want. The licensing side is going to be the same. It's already in there.
And you're saying that anyone could dial in without?
We would have to. It'd be set up to where we check. We admit them in manually.
Okay.
So we don't have people crashing the calls, Zoom bombing. But if you guys wanted to forego the phone in here and just have the one meeting room phone be the PD, the common area phone, in the squad room, you could do that, and then you can move it from there to in here if you need to.
I'm fine with that, because we're talking, lately it's been every Monday I have a conference call just because we're doing that grant. But historically, it's been
very infrequent.
Very infrequent, yeah, exactly. So, and I think it's just the COVID thing, it's working on this grant stuff, and.
So another option, if Rob is doing a lot of phone calls, we could purchase a phone add-on for him and a dial plan.
Oh, there you go.
And then he could sit in here with his Surface, or he could be wherever he's at and dial from the phone on his cell phone.
But you said we also do the Teams app, too.
Yeah, use the Teams app on the phone.
Do you have a Village cell phone?
I think we're down to one Village cell phone right now.
Who uses it?
I think Matt's the only one with the village cell phone right now.
So no conference room? You're done?
I'm good with that.
Yeah, you use the, Teams app.
Get all the stuff you struck out of that.
Yeah.
Actually, there might be a little more that were on the strike.
Start adding that Philip the thermometer.
Brian, on the phones page, at the top, we'd be getting rid of the conference phone. Which of these dial phone plans would we be getting rid of for that phone?
You get rid of one dial plan for the PD.
One dial PD, okay.
It'll save us a little money.
And those are annual.
Okay, so it's not the meeting room phone PD?
You'd have one meeting room phone go away. We still have one for the squad room.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have one dial plan go away, and then the RX50 phone.
Okay. So this becomes one.
If we want to add Murphy to have a phone plan, village phone number.
That's one poor phone number I have to remember. Cool. All right, any other questions for Brian? Justin, you're up.
So what do we, what's our total then that we took off of it?
I don't know. About close to 6,000, I think. If you look down the back bottom right-hand corner of these big sheets, it tells you what fund it's from.
So was that all from the general fund?
It's scattered. His budget is scattered through everybody's budget. So
it's general fund and police department.
There's nothing in maintenance in there?
Okay. So
technically we cut money off the police budget.
So out of the two, I guess I need to know what we cut, because right now we got general fund 12,000 for IT equipment and 13,000 for licensing. And the police department is 3,000 and 2,000.
Well, what's going to happen is that they're probably going to have to go back through and refigure all of this, because these are the individual breakdowns. This is them kind of put together.
Okay.
I mean, tomorrow I guess Brandy can kind of cut them all out of there. On the police fund, we kind of talked about this a little bit. Do you want to go down through it?
I mean, it all depends as far as like on salaries, review what you're talking earlier of. We want to have it there and not spend it. We say we're going to have 4 full-time officers and 3 part-timers, or do we just going to say we're going to have 3?
We've always carried 4 full-time officers budgeted into the thing with part-timers paying there too. We have not had 4 full-time officers in this village in 4 years, 5 years, for a longer time. I like to carry it in there just in case we have the best applicant in the world walk in the door and we have it in the budget, we can hire him. But
we have to get 2 others hired first.
I know. I know. Exactly.
I think it's probably unrealistic for this budget to think that.
I know.
We might and I'm not saying that's not the ideal, but perhaps we just call it 2 new full time and then we celebrate when we get to that point.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we did. We put two full-time in here. Well, that's also including Justin and two full-time. So it's technically three full-time officers.
Right.
So we're cutting one full-time slot off there, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
We're kind of looking at one person, but we'd have to send them to PTI and all kinds of stuff. I don't know. I mean, it's a big expense and a big thing, but I mean, everybody saw the email, the complaints that we've gotten, not having the police coverage, but it's hard to find police officers nowadays.
Even if we hired somebody tomorrow.
Oh, they would be up to speed for a long time.
Next year before they would be,
yeah.
They're not going to be in the June class, so it'd be September. Mm-hmm. So that makes it.
If we're lucky.
Then it makes it
yeah.
early next year, and then that's going to be the same time that hopefully Adrian is back.
And we're.
Trained up a little bit.
And we're losing a part-timer, so I think
but
that's...
But we lost a part-timer.
Okay, we lost a part-timer.
We turned the stuff in today.
And, so, we're struggling a little bit. And then if you go down the budget...
Because the overtime will go down, too, because there's not going to be any for a while.
Or there'll be an awful lot.
Well, he doesn't get overtime.
Yeah, that's true.
That was a bad deal, wasn't it?
Correct.
Then janitorial. Susie resigned, effective seven eighteen, right? She's given a 4-week notice, so essentially in the middle of July. The thought process on this is. I've asked Karina and Brady to kind of step up. The only place that gets messy in this building is this room. I mean, so, and it's usually after a board meeting, you know, in those two bathrooms. Yes. It would add a little bit to the overtime budget, possibly, but I think these two are cleaning the office constantly. The main office, all the time. They go back through and they're always wiping counters and cleaning and they keep it really spotless. It's just coming over, adding this on, and you know, talking back and forth, and I'm trying to pay them a little overtime to come over here to clean the bathrooms and stuff. But like I said, we have a meeting in here twice a month.
And if we get messes over here, mud on the floor, it gets cleaned up.
Yeah,
it just doesn't stay there until the next.
Yeah, these guys do a really good job keeping their own building clean. I've seen Justin mop the back floors. So that's kind of where we're at there. I think
they pay some part-timer to clean this once.
Well, we're kind of doing that with a little overtime. That's about, was it $3,000? No, how much is it a year for, can we pay for cleaning?
$5,000 between there and here.
For both?
It's $2,500 for here and $2,500 for the office.
So that's $5,000 we're paying out. Even if we pay them overtime once a week to come over here for an hour,
Just clean the front area.
And just clean the front area. I mean, they can spot mop the back, but Justin keeps the back pretty clean. I mean, super clean. He's mopping. He's clean.
I'm kind of want to take care of your own area.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what he does.
Which you do. I know you do.
And I mean,
just be adding, make sure it's clean.
So, and if it gets really bad. Pull one of my or Matt's high schoolers to come over here when they're detailing vehicles and hey, do this real quick.
What I'm hearing is we're not hiring for that position. We're gonna accept that resignation and we're gonna make do.
Yeah. And what I was thinking is if we budget $5,000 for it, leave $2,500 in there in the budget just in case we do get some overtime. Say we have like the Christmas, we do the tree lighting again. And we open this building up for the public to come in and use the restrooms and stuff, then they can come in and get paid a little extra to come clean up after, you know, a big group that was in here or something. There's also talk about maybe the census doing some training over here too. They have to train up a whole bunch of people and they ask for training rooms or spaces. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. Marina was Reno was, they contacted me and I kind of pushed it off on Reno to talk to them.
So do we keep it, we don't keep it in the police fund then, we wanna keep the 2,500?
Where do you wanna split that 2,500 between the police and the?
So just keep it in general fund?
Just leave it in general?
General.
Okay, that works. So that knocks 2,500 off this budget. So knocking the full-time position off will also knock down the liability insurance. It'll knock down the health insurance. Maybe knock that down $14,000 on health insurance-ish. We also can knock IMRF will knock down about 65 or so. I mean, those IMRF is kind of a guesstimate because, I mean, we paid more in
what we pay salary.
Them. Exactly. So I put 7,500 in here. I'm maybe a little bit high on that.
What would be the full-time? What are we considering?
Well, we only have 15. Oh, wait.
Which one are you looking at?
I went down too far. I'm sorry. IMRF, we have 29,000. Sorry. 385 in there. I put down, we'll save 7,000 on it, but I might be a little high on that. It's based
on
salary.
I'm sorry, I meant for the actual salary.
How much do we pay?
Yeah, like what would we put for the savings if we're not budgeting for that?
For a full-time officer.
Oh.
So we're saying two?
If we're just trying to get an idea of the
dollar
amount.
I put 7,000 that we were saving, but I think I might be high.
No, for a full-time officer.
For an employee salary.
Employee salary.
Oh,
line one.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm like really dense right now. Sorry
about
that.
That's okay.
You bumped way up. I'm down here.
Yeah.
Low 40s.
Damn.
I mean, depending
like,
on overtime,
was it like
holidays,
19 something an hour?
19 hours.
We might as well just do 20.
Got holidays and overtime and stuff like that, but.
41,600.
So probably 43, 44. I mean, you got paid holidays and overtime, and so it'll be a little bit extra with that.
So it will save like $47,000. So we knocked off 2,500, the 44,000, the 14,175.
Then. Didn't you say we were knocking off one of the PTOs?
Yeah, so that would knock, that's the one I was at 7,500. That's a guesstimate on that, because.
Where are you?
Down to training.
Okay.
Training, we have 15,000 in there, because if we send someone to PTI, we have to
pay
full price. Maybe get money back from the training board.
I wouldn't hold
your breath.
I wouldn't hold my breath, but so we can knock that down to 7,500 if we only hire one.
And there will those management classes got canceled.
Yeah.
So that is going to be.
We'll leave that in the budget. Leave that in the budget in case they have those come back up again this year.
Said it sounded like they wanted to reschedule.
Yeah,
so
last I heard it was going to be 21, but sometime.
Yeah, but.
And they said hopefully spring of 21, but we'll see.
But if we're taking out 7,500
so
for a
I would cut it down. I'd cut it to 10,000.
Just to 10,000? Okay.
Cut 5 off of it.
All right.
Because I think our last PTI bill is 6,500, so.
Okay, that would give them still money for training. I didn't see where you could cut it in the contract services. I didn't see where you could cut anything in there.
And probably, well, I don't know what's going to happen with the change at MedCAD, but if when it changes to Tyler, if its costs are going to go up, but our costs should go down.
We'll just do what Urbana did and don't pay it.
And I mean that's why our bill was 33 this year because we don't have the officers, we don't have the calls. So it's I mean I don't think it's going to go
it won't
a lot
drop,
lower than what
but,
it is now.
Yeah.
Unfortunately it'll probably go back up again.
Yeah, everything comes up. Oh, there we go, much better. The lines are starting to blur. I left equipment the same. I think it's at 7,500.
Will the uniforms go down, though?
The uniforms would go down. I left equipment the same, though. That's ammo, radar.
I mean, if we wanted to.
N95
mask. We don't need a new radar gun, because we don't have the people to use the guns we have now.
Okay, we'll take that out. That's $1,200.
Taser batteries, I put that in there because right now we have cameras on the tasers that are rechargeable. I know I have one that is not great at holding a charge. New cameras are $500 to $700, but if we have body cams, I don't know if we necessarily need a camera on our taser.
Good point.
The only bad thing is when you buy a battery, when it's dead, the taser's dead. You just don't recharge it, then you have to buy a new battery.
Don't they have, I thought they had rechargeable batteries for this.
I don't know if they do or not. This is what I saw looking around, was just basically you buy a battery and I think it has like 505-second cycles and then it's pretty much toast.
Well, if you test it every day.
Yes, that's
that you come
basically
in,
a year. So, but I mean those, like I said, with the more bodies that we have now, probably not a necessity. And the mask, that just depends what we want to do. Do we want to, I mean, I have probably a couple hundred right now in storage that we got from this current round. I mean, I'm hoping that if it happens again, we will have a supply that we have access to.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job on that.
Let's
leave that in there just in case, because we don't know.
You only need $750 for ammo?
If it's just me and Roger shooting, that'd be more than enough. I mean, I have a decent supply right now.
Okay.
But, you know, when we qualify, that uses some. If
right.
If you have any extra things, it uses a little bit.
I'm actually, that's low because the state bid just went out and 1,000 rounds of 223 is $750. So.
I'm sitting on a case plus of, because right now I'm the only one that shoots on.
Yeah.
All right, so you're, and now we're at uniforms, and you're correct, that'll go down.
How many part-timers are we?
$12,000 for uniforms?
No, that's...
Yeah. But it is...
That includes badges and everything.
Let's see, I mean...
That's uniform allowance too, right?
Yeah,
so
that's
the $500, right?
That's for four full-time officers, right?
Yeah, and we're not going to have that.
Yeah, I basically just did $500 for seven officers, so that's not going to be right.
Okay.
If we get a new hire, that's what, $2,500 to get him a uniform?
Somewhere around in there, I mean, uniforms, jackets.
Vest.
All that stuff, I mean, it takes a little bit, duty belt. But we don't buy guns, we don't buy that stuff. And we can take badges out. I mean, unless we want to keep them. I mean, I would like to get new badges.
I would really like to change your badges because they are the exact same badge as the Geek Squad. They're identical. Just Geek Squad says Geek Squad on it, and theirs says Police Department. They're the same material, the same.
Who designed that?
Ones they have.
Who designed that?
It's one they've had. It's what you just said is the cheapest badge they make.
We got a dozen Cracker Jack boxes and
woo!
I'll just give you some of Mason's. You don't use them anymore.
It's called Caucasian Jacks.
He said that was straight face.
Remember, we're recording still.
Yeah. So we can. Okay. So we can.
So
but we can subtract definitely $500 off.
What could we knock?
Thank
can
you.
We, you were behind again.
It's uniforms. So we're doing minus $1,200 in the first line item under equipment and supplies. Is uniforms cut in half? I had a hard time following it, so I'm sorry.
If we're cutting out.
Because if we give someone an initial allotment of uniforms, we're not giving them a $500 clothing allowance. So we're going to give your we hire somebody new, we're going to go get them to brand new uniforms, whatever that ends up costing, say $3,000. Because you have $3,500 in here, right?
So there's a second portion right here that says new hire, 2 FT, 1 PT, $7,000.
did you actually separate that out for if we hired two new people and one new part-timer, would it be about $7,000 for uniforms?
I'd say that'd be close to being right, give or take.
Okay, and then...
The vest alone is like $1,100.
I mean, basically you're looking at $800 for a vest.
It's more than that. It's like $1,100 now.
$60 per shirt, per pants.
You're ridiculous.
And it's just going to go up. It's
okay.
Crazy.
So that's $7,000 plus $1,500 for badges?
Like I said, we can take the badges out.
We don't need those stinking badges.
20 plus, I mean, what's another year? If we're trying to cut things,
cut the badges.
I mean, yeah. We can survive.
Well, if we don't hire anybody new, you'll have extra anyways.
Well, I'm sitting on probably I've got enough badges for everybody to be hired.
Well, I mean, if we get to March and we haven't hired anybody, we'll just take out of that. You've got uniforms.
So are we cutting anything out of this budget?
$1,500 for badges.
$1,500.
And then
$500 for...
No, $1,500.
Yeah, you're right, minus $500. But
you said $1,200 for equipment, right?
So we're cutting. We're going to take it down to $10,000 for that.
So it's minus $1,200 on the first item, Jared, and then under uniforms, we're cutting two. Is that what you said?
We'll be $1,500 and $500, so $2,000.
That $500.
Yes, the radar gun is minus the $1,200.
I'm on the uniform allowance line. You cut badges, that's $1,500, Rob, right?
Yeah.
Then we're going to cut three of the $500 officer stipends.
Because
we're not going to pay them $500 for uniforms when we already paid $3,500 to equip them. So there's another $1,500. And the same thing for... You're going to cut two part-time equipment allowances
as
well.
What does the part-time equipment make?
It's $250. It's something like that.
So we need to take it from... You have $3,500 in here for three part-time for clothing allowance.
Right, it's basically... I just threw in a high number.
So we cut that down.
$500 officer.
Cut it down to $500. And just in case something happens. If something...
So that's,
if they ruin a coat
off of that
and don't
get
the coat back, we can buy them a new coat.
But I don't have a copy of the contract, but I think it says the village supplies everything.
Up front, yes.
And they get a yearly uniform allowance.
Well, that'd be silly to give them a yearly uniform allowance after we just bought all their stuff for them.
Part-timers don't matter about the contract anymore.
No, right. He's talking about full-timers, though, right?
But you don't buy boots.
No, we don't. We don't buy flashlights at U of I, too, and that's a point of contention.
So...
Well, what would you get a year for a uniform allowance?
And we don't buy boots at U of I either.
Okay, so if
we
cut down...
We don't get a
so if you just cut... You're still going to cut $500 off of it, so... Right?
Or you can add $500 back into it. You're still cutting $15,000, $15,000, and $3,000.
Yeah.
Do you guys need to add on, if you're counting for a potential hire, about $100 for the office for 65?
Stop it.
I want to make sure.
I know.
You had your turn already.
I'm lost.
I know, exactly. You're done.
It's
you're
done.
Budget
size.
Hilarious, right? So minus five.
Where are we?
We're minus three. We're minus $6,000 off of it. So we just kind of cut it in half. Right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Uniforms.
That was,
uniforms.
Yeah, that's what I said when we first started. Did we cut it in half?
Yeah.
But that doesn't include the yearly allowance for Justin, correct?
No, he still got it in there. He had it for four full-timers. We cut $1,500 off of it.
Right, but if we hire two full-timers and a part-timer, that's $7,000 right there. So you can't cut the budget to six if that's going to be seven.
It's killing me.
You guys got fuzzy math.
For some reason, I have a hard time tracing this one.
I'm So $1,200 off of equipment and accessories. All
right. That was done.
Thank you.
Yes, mine is $1,200 on that one.
Okay.
So
that one's gonna move to 63.
So of the $12,000 that we have here, which is the $3,500, $7,000 plus $1,500. If we take out the $1,500 for badges, but keep the $7,000 for the part timer and the two full timers we hope that we're budgeting for in salary, then we have to figure out how many full timers and part timers are getting this $500.
The only one that's gonna get that would be Aaron and Justin.
Roger.
And Roger.
Roger and Justin.
And Roger.
That's it.
50.
Yeah.
Aaron doesn't.
Adrian?
Adrian, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
So he'd get, Adrian would get 500, Justin would get 500,
Roger.
And Roger would get 250?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's 1250.
$1,250.
I'm like, I need
$1,250.
We got another red marker.
Plus, plus 7,000 is 8,250.
You got that all figured out?
So you want to make it 9 just in case?
Yeah.
12,000.
Let's round it up to 9.
Do we make it 9 or do we make it 85?
Just make it 9.
Just make it 9.
9. 9's a round number.
Zeros are easier to add.
No.
All
yeah,
right,
but so. We were just adding zeros and subtracting zeros, and it wasn't easy.
Anything through here we can, well, I mean, we have the IT stuff. I'll have to be all adjusted. Office equipment, what is that?
You know, like
pens,
tables,
papers,
and desks.
Know, what is that for? Do you remember, Justin? Should we? Because we got your desk already. Was that
yeah,
your desk?
I think there was, had some in there for desk, which is not needed.
But
break,
we,
yeah, break a chair.
Can we? Do you want to leave $1,000 in that?
We just leave it in there.
Okay.
If we don't use
office
it,
the $1,000 that could be a copier or printers.
Yeah, it's really easy to take office equipment and say it's PC equipment.
You already had your turn done.
Done.
You can leave now.
What he's,
IT
what he's,
equipment.
But what
no,
he's saying is
equipment.
He's
it's,
trying to
we,
keep
we
them
do this
separate.
All the time. It's separate, but if you have to blur the lines.
Can. All right, I didn't see where we could cut any more until we get down to building repair and maintenance. I took out the bathroom upgrade, which I thought was around $5,000, because we have $10,000 in for the bathroom upgrade, or we have $10,000 in for the building repair and maintenance. I thought $5,000 of that $10,000 was.
What were we wanting to do in the bathroom?
Add a shower?
Add a toilet in the back. But
I thought there was
where the shower's at.
Oh.
There's no toilet. So
I thought it was a
toilet
and we were adding a shower.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they can use, I mean, we have one guy. So he can go home. He doesn't want to use the public bathroom. So I knocked $5,000 out of that. I don't see anywhere else, unless anybody sees anywhere else, to knock anything off that budget.
Are you shutting the lights off, Justin?
They're all motion
They're
sensors.
They're all motion sensors, yeah.
Just
start unplugging them.
Yeah. Start unplugging
them.
Yeah.
They had all the power off last night.
Yeah. Well,
great, so now I got to pay fuel for that.
But hey, the server turned it off.
It's on gas, isn't it? Isn't it a gas one?
What
is
considered vehicle
or no,
maintenance
like,
and repair for $12,000?
You obviously didn't see the the last few bills from Martin. Or Warden Martin. That's nothing.
Well, that's why we were going to replace one of their vehicles this year, but we're not going to because we don't have enough police officers to drive all their vehicles.
Yeah.
But
because
that's probably going to go down because there's only going to be, at this point,
two.
Unless something catastrophic happens, two vehicles used, the SUV and the truck. Because
the newest two.
Well,
and
that would include the CAD decals on the joints.
Which we're going to
oh,
worry about because neither one of those are going to get used.
Yeah, but you never know.
Probably.
Right.
When it gets hit, if it's crashed, something insurance isn't going to cover, hit a pothole and break a control arm.
Catastrophic.
Not that I've ever done that.
All right. Are we good with this? kind of nickel and dimed it.
So just to be clear, the employee salaries at the top would be 198,800, taking out $44,000 for.
Yeah, we're around $64,000 without IT adjustment, so. Taking off of that budget.
Oh, you're just keep track of the negative.
The fuzzy math.
The fuzzy math. Okay, what are we going to now? So we're done with PD. What do you want to start with?
I haven't seen these sheets, so I don't know what those are, but I've got my stuff that I have budgeted for earlier this year.
You want to start with streets and alleys?
That's fine. Yeah, they have a copy of that, so I can do that.
Here. Oh, perfect. If you look down the bottom right hand corner, it's really small print tells you what fund it comes out of.
Thanks, sir.
Because I'm telling you that because it took me like 15 minutes to figure that out as I'm trying to read
you.
Will this new software help that?
Right, I went over this earlier this year.
Slide logged out. Nothing.
The summary towards the back also has our comments too.
I think you took this stuff out.
Right? Should be. Oh, it's not in here.
Already.
This was from earlier.
No, it is.
It's one I printed off. So.
Did Max turn in his resignation, or is he planning on coming back?
He turned his keys in. He's been having some health issues, said it'd be months before he'd be back.
Okay. So, but he's still maybe coming back, maybe, thinking about it?
I kind of highly doubt it.
Bummer. I like Max.
So we can cross Max's off because he didn't put any time in yet this year, has he?
Well, leave it in there in case so it leaves it open before we can hire somebody.
Though. Okay.
I mean, it's just a placeholder right now. I mean, if we hired somebody in, they'd be a little bit less because I think Max was getting, Max and Jeff were getting a little premium, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, so, all right. So training and seminars, $1,000. Is that enough?
That should be fine.
How much do you know how much you spent last year?
It was like $375.
I was gonna say it wasn't much.
Streets and alleys, nothing last year.
Oh, streets and alleys, nothing?
That was for the
water.
Rural water.
Rural water conference.
All right, so
let's knock it down to either zero or
we'll leave it as a thousand minimal. Just because in case we get ESDA or ESDA. The people just came and find us.
OSHA.
Like OSHA comes in, they say, hey, you need all of this training, you need it now. We have that in there so we can in case we need to send people. Our insurance guy's been taking care of a lot of that stuff though, which has been nice. Alright, streets and owl, let's see, street lighting. What do you think about replacing the traffic light? That's with the LEDs, right? The 4,000 is for the LEDs?
That's for the illuminators.
Illuminators.
That's for the actual street lighting on top of the...
That's not the stoplight, that's the...
Correct.
Street lights.
Yes.
Oh, so the traffic light replacement, that's the illuminators.
That's the old, because there's two of them out right now. We can say... Because Champagne Signal light has to come in. They've been working on that street light after that, or the traffic light after it got hit.
Mm-hmm.
So that, they've kind of got that figured out now. We had some issues with that here a the last couple days. But battery replacement, we got to replace those batteries. They're 7 years old. And when they come back and do that, I can just say, hey, fix the lights, get them working again. We can say, screw the $1,000 a light to swap that over and just kind of go from there. It'll be cheaper to do it that way.
How much do you approximate think it'll be?
Probably $500 a piece, probably $1,000.
So if we put $2,000 in there just in case it's a smidge over?
The batteries, you're probably talking $1,200 for the traffic signal batteries there. So
go leave it at four?
Well, that's just the traffic light replacement.
There's $24,000.
There's $24,000 in the budget line.
Oh, I was just talking.
I guess the other part of it's the actual street lighting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's, I think that's just the set fee per month per light. That's
oh, is it? Okay.
So.
Okay. On that stoplight, do we pay to have that replaced? State
actually,
replacing that? Our insurance replacing that?
You can explain
since
this. This actually is a
so
good one.
So we paid it at the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It was 2867 something. I turned that into our insurance. They're sending us a check for 2367 whatever.
Minus deductible.
And then, yeah, well, because it's $500 deductible.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then Matt said that there's a form we can get from IDOT and they'll pay half.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
so.
Been an agreement apparently since they've been installed.
Okay. Well, good.
IDOT
so we'll actually be making money on it.
Any repairs and maintenance on those lights. So.
So we'll actually have to pay half of that back to the insurance company, though.
Nope.
All right.
I'll check.
So that we just got to leave that one the way it is. Just leave the traffic light placement at 4,000.
So Brandy, this
and hope that it's only going to be 1,000.
This spent as of 5/1 column is everything that was spent in the last fiscal year. Okay.
It should, since we get reimbursed by the state at some point in time, it should be fine. It'll have to come out up front, but then they should reimburse us back.
Okay. So just we'll leave it be and not touch it. Storm sewer repairs. This is the bane of my existence right now. We're having so many flooding issues. You guys are probably getting tired of pumping. So this is the engineer suggested we start televising them. We need to put correct me if I'm wrong, we need to put manholes in.
Right.
Have we even got a price on how much a manhole's gonna cost?
Bob wasn't here today. His boy Chase and another guy was here working on that one thing. So I was
going to
talk to Bob about it, but he wasn't here.
Tim, I think it was from Tim.
It was
set $5 to $7,500
yeah.
A manhole.
Probably
so,
depending on depth.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
That's exactly what he said.
So the televising, I'm not sure how much $10,000 gets us.
Isn't that getting televised with that?
They're using a little RC car.
With
the
contract.
Well, back with that. Isn't that on another sheet with that agreement
with
we have
project.
With Donahue? Yeah.
No,
I don't think they're televising all of it on that. That's just they're mapping where they're at right now.
Yeah, that's the map.
Okay.
There might be something on the sanitary sewer side, but I don't know if that was. I think that was something that they were saying that we should.
Sanitary sewer telescoping is $20,000 on.
Yeah. And that's doing the sewer. This right now we're on storm
yeah.
sewers. Where that's where the
yeah.
storm water goes.
All right.
And we're having a lot of problems on the west side of town.
$10,000 for storm sewer telescoping.
Yes, that's telling us where our sewer lines are. We need to put some manholes in. Because right now our guys can't. They can only jet so far, and then they'll drop down or do this. So we need a manhole so they can go down in and then jet from the manhole. And then it gets them
the
down
the
road.
The 1960 prints only tell Matt so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they're correct.
That's something that really needs to stay. We got to start working on that.
This actually gets us moving forward instead of backwards. Like. All right, so fun times. Streets and walks maintenance. $40,000. So sidewalk replacement, $15,000. Asphalt crack filling, $15,000.
Well, that's kind of, that was supposed to be crack sealing and pavement sealing. I was just going to roll that into that next portion. So, the asphalt crack filling, that's like there's a block and a half left to do in Deer Path. Everything else is pretty well done. And then we're going to go straight into the pavement sealing. So, if we don't want to do that now, we can hold off on that.
Ryan, that's your side of town.
I would say we hold off on the ceiling because the parts that need the most sealing stuff kind of need are at the point
ground
of grinding up and resurfacing.
Because that's the very first phase of
yeah.
The Deer Path, and it's
which is from great. Casey's to.
So take $15,000 out of there, and maybe catch it with MFT next year.
How much would you need for the crack filling? I would suggest doing that.
$5,000.
I mean, if it's just a block.
So.
And it might change depending on oil prices. So
we can knock $10,000 off of that.
And the reason I say to continue doing that is that keeps us from having to fully repair it.
Yeah.
So sidewalk repair sure. 15. I guess we skipped one. Sidewalk repair $15,000.
That's replacement.
Sidewalk replacement. I'm sorry. Sidewalk replacement. I need to start working on this.
Yeah.
It probably won't help if I still can't read, so.
If we roll mud jacking in with that, that's a death. We've got to do some mud jacking this year.
So if you roll mud jacking into sidewalk, that's $21,000. Both of these on your sheet have the same numbers.
Replacement. We don't have to do everything right now. We just focus on the worst spots. I think the last, which was 2 years ago, we're probably talking, what was it, 7,500 or so, I think, is what Wick charged us to do that, but we can bid that out.
So what if we gave you $9,000 for sidewalks and the $6,000 for the sidewalk mud jacking?
Mud jacking is still $6,000.
Mm-hmm.
And the asphalt grinding, we need to do that. We have a huge pile. Did you guys get any more out of the dump out of there for that? I know you were kind of picking at it a little bit.
And
then now it's muddy's probably all get out right now.
There's probably some clear in the back. You didn't get to that yet?
No.
Just burn your way through it. And we took asphalt crack filling down to 5.
So there's $16,000. All right. Equipment repairs and maintenance, $5,000. That almost doesn't seem like enough.
It all depends on the year.
I spent $733,
but now stump grinding. How much was stump grinding going to cost us?
It was like 55 something.
So just leave it at 6,000.
So I'll put it in at 6 because then if there's an extra tree.
Holy shit! That's the engineering fee.
You know we are recording.
That 6,000 is cheaper than almost cheaper than us renting the equipment. So. Well, on our man hours, so
yeah, I like that. So,
it is Matt and them collecting the stuff up, but that's
and we have to go back, add the dirt to it, seed it, grade it. So,
all right, engineering fees,
the tree maintenance. I don't know if that doesn't include tree removals. So we need to add that in there. We've got probably 15 trees on there. We need to take them out. And that's pending if we get the bucket truck back up and
more than six.
Yeah,
you were eight the last 2 years, right?
That's what the budgets were, but he spent 32, almost 33 on tree maintenance.
How many did you say?
Probably got around 15 or so.
I think that last list I saw was 13, but that could grow.
Yeah.
Might as well
it's
say
not
15.
Go down.
No.
I'll guarantee
you. That was just the ones for somebody else to do. Yeah.
Do you know?
There was 11. Was 11 sound right for what? Matt's guys can do it.
Do you remember how much you actually, how many you actually did this past year in the 3,000?
A handful.
Okay.
Three, four, maybe. We didn't do that many.
Yeah, you did a really good job getting Amarin to take him down.
And they took 21 trees down, I think, this year for us as well.
Nice.
But these are ones that are outside of that area. I mean, if they're on the same line, side as the power lines are, they'll definitely work with us on that. Because that's less time they've got to come back and trim next time or have a branch fall. And they're out here, you know, 10 o'clock on a Sunday night, you know, making whatever they're making. So
how much do we need to add into that then? Because we only have 6,000 in the budget line, and that'll pay for the stump grinding.
I'd say probably 10, just to be safe.
So
another 4. Another 4.
So you add 10,000 to it, make it 16,000.
That's the wrong answer.
It's the wrong way.
Wrong direction.
That's
like talking to Brian.
I don't think there's much we can cut off.
I you were done talking to me.
So it's really tree maintenance and removal at 16.
So we cut 16 off of streets.
And then we added 10 in. So this is, we're still negative. We're good. I don't see anything else other than miscellaneous contracted.
I would say the engineering fees we can take out safe routes to school for right now.
I didn't know that was still in there. I don't have it in this one.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Right SRTS. Under tree maintenance, engineering fees, it's the SRTS.
SRTS. Oh, right there, $46,000.
So that's the engineering fees for a project we already have the engineering for, right? Didn't they already engineer it for us?
The safe routes. They started looking into it, but they didn't do the, I don't think they did any of the.
I think we're about 10,000 into it.
Okay. So he did tell us at the last board meeting that
they think that money's coming back.
That money is coming back.
But he, also,
but he doesn't have the details for it yet.
He also
so.
Said he doesn't have the manpower to do another grant for us, so we might have to outsource it. And then we'd be into the engineering fees again. I think Tim's, correct me if I'm wrong, Matt, but I think Tim's kind of close to at the end of his, he's just. He's got this grant, he's got the Hoopston grant, he's got the...
Well, I mean, we've been with several jobs here lately, and I think a lot of other communities are doing the same thing, trying to get funds and grants as well. So, I mean, it's hard for a smaller firm to kind of...
He said he would. He said he'd work with us with it and do it, but he gets...
And with the grant stuff, they're not... With some of that, they're not... the best at it. That's why they were talking about regional planning to try it, because that's what they do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That gets us the best shot at getting that money. So, which we need desperately for the wastewater side. So,
I mean, we can leave the $46,000 in there, so it's there, so we don't have to reappropriate it, but put it on the back burner.
That would probably be one of those. I would suggest.
Or we could hit it next year. I mean, it's
but if the money's not there next year.
And we don't know if the money's there this year.
Right.
We just think that it's going to be there.
But then again, that might change some of my sidewalk replacements.
Right.
As well. So.
Or just leave your sidewalk replacements there, and then
that gives you more money to do more sidewalks.
I wonder how much we lay on feet, 46,000 would get us if we just started laying sidewalk. Because mm-hmm. you're wanting to go from 45 to, what was it, past Locust?
I'd have to relook at that.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
Uh-huh. All right.
Is it staying or is it going?
It's staying for now.
That's a highlighted one.
It's a highlighted one. Miscellaneous contracted services. U.S. are locating 5,000. Martin Max. That's the warranty on the bucket or the truck, the hand loader thing, right?
Both.
Okay. So we need to keep that.
Which that's probably a third of each bond.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So, weren't we having a discussion about USIC locating?
We've had several discussions about them.
Where did we ever end up on whether we felt that it was what they were doing for us was very high? I know that was the discussion I kept hearing everybody have was...
I think it's kind of been we need to get like a dedicated part-timer for that.
Right.
Well, and I would like to get a zoning official or whatever the title is, and then get that off Matt's plate, and then that frees up other time for other things,
that
too.
That won't
mess with this.
That will not give me enough time.
Yeah.
I will guarantee it.
Okay.
And plus, it's going to increase with our projects.
Oh,
we
yeah,
have
a ton of projects coming up.
Just ours alone, let alone anybody else's. Yeah,
I don't like paying it, but this year we're going to, I think we just have to still
bite the bullet and keep
this
going.
This time of year, I mean, I don't know how many tickets there, I mean, I've called in several just for signs and water leaks and stuff like that, so, you know, all that.
And the problem is somebody's got to drop what they're doing and go do
right.
it within
yeah,
24 hours.
So, I mean, if we had a dedicated part-timer, hey, we got one, go do it.
Yeah.
That's not a part-time gig.
Yeah.
They have to know what's going on.
I mean, that's what I mean. Somebody, that's all they do. That is their job.
And that doesn't
either
work with a part-timer
call.
1,000 hours a year.
What? I'm sorry, I stepped out. So what are we talking about?
Locating.
But we're not getting rid of it, so it doesn't matter right now.
Yeah, we're not getting rid of it. It's staying there.
Didn't we talk about passing some of that on?
It kind of is.
In the building permit fee.
Okay.
Because right now we're not paying for a building official because Matt's other jobs other than assigned or whatever you call that. So all the money that would go to a building official is just going right back into the general fund. But if we hire a building official, then half that on permits-ish?
I don't know.
It's all in the what they would make because they're paid off the permit fees. Some of the permits they get like almost all of it. Some of them they get a third of it.
Tear down Esda shed, 14,000.
On your sheet it says not this year.
It doesn't have to be this year.
You guys want to turn into a green space, so it has to be torn down.
I don't feel comfortable doing it being that close to DJ's building and the railroad. I see bad things happen. That's my opinion on it.
As much as I want it to be gone, I don't know that it's a necessity in a year where the budget is so.
What's in the ship?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Well, actually, you keep
it's
a patcher.
A patcher and a hot box. So our asphalt.
It's a made up.
Steve.
And probably a
it's a metal
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, worst case, we could probably have one of our high schoolers paint it with some gray paint or something just to get it by for another year or two looking better, if that's what...
I'd still like to see what Bob would charge us to knock it down. He took that whole house down for pretty cheap. This is just,
yeah, that's,
this
yeah,
is just
do that.
Metal skin and...
There's nothing there. There's no wire.
Yeah.
There is electricity, but... I mean,
is the metal worth anything? Is
that no.
Nothing?
Not unless somebody wants some gray, rusty metal.
Corrugated sheet.
Their basement or something.
You wouldn't even have a ton of metal in the air. You're talking $100 for scrap, maybe.
That's a pain. It's $14,000.
Guess it. If want it tore down, leave the $14,000. Worst case is Bob can do it for cheaper, or we do paint it and we don't use it. But that's, I guess that's
the cheapest one with, for bagging. That was block.
Block.
Excavating.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah. We from down there too, right? He's from.
We know it's not going to be any more than that because that's the quote we got from CU. So.
Yep, that quote's only good for, what, 60 days?
I can sweet talk him.
Yeah.
Wow.
14,000.
All right. Wink and a smile.
So if we keep going down, purchase equipment, we need the air burner for sure.
Yeah.
Chainsaws, we can knock some of that off, but
well, you want to pick like one, yeah, say pick one, the one that you need.
Yeah.
And then next year we'll put it in the budget. You get the next one that you want, and then we just. Which one do you need?
Probably the $550, and that was
the CM.
Yeah.
Or
MS 241.
241. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. A little bit. And we can try and get that grant from Lloyd Power again, or Ameren again, for the. They had it called Right Tree, Right Place, and they were doing grants for that, which I set up thing in last year to get anything back from us, but I could try again this year. So.
Right Tree, Right Place.
They, since they took all those down, they'll come back and they'll pay us up to $2,500.
To replant the tree?
No. If we have some sort of plan on trimming, pruning, stuff like that, keep trees,
mm-hmm.
you know, out of roadways and stuff like that, not around power lines because that's their job, but
yeah, but if we prune them before they get to the power lines, then that
possibly, yeah.
Okay, keep going, sorry.
And so they would do, like I said, up to $2,500. So because they asked you how many trees you had trimmed or taken out, and then I think last year I put in there, you know, we can use this to speed back the truck, deliver a few saws, and just never got anything to reply back. So, but again, you know, it doesn't hurt to try again this year. So.
All right, shop tool replacement.
That's just kind of an ongoing thing.
How much do you think you spent last year on it?
Well, we know right there.
But,
17.
Not 17. I'd kind of like to leave it there just in case something really expensive breaks.
So you have $665 listed next to shop tool replacement.
That's per fund. So three funds, we're talking about $2,000. So
okay.
But if, you know, air compressor goes out, that's not good. So you're at the compressor like you've got. So.
Okay.
So mosquito abatement?
We should be good with that. When did that bill out? You know,
we already played that, didn't we?
It was in this fiscal year. That's why it got
okay.
wrapped in there.
All right. So that's already done. That can't go away.
So 3,000?
That was 2,750. Well, plus the
Will they be good next year?
Does this include certification?
No. That'd be back to training and seminars?
Jeff and I expire the end of this year. So then we'll have to be recertified for next year.
Do you remember how much, about how much that was?
I don't remember off the top of my head.
Brandy, any chance that the 414 that was paid this last fiscal year was for their training? Wait, is it an every year?
No.
Okay.
Every 2 years.
Okay.
I would say under $200.
Okay.
So I thought it was like 150, maybe 75 fees, but that's.
You said you guys expire at the end of December?
I think so.
Okay.
That or whatever we took the test, and it might have been February, something like that. I'd have to look at that license and see.
So it'd be good to make sure that you are renewed within this fiscal year so that next fiscal year you can just be out there doing.
Yes.
Okay.
But we're not spraying mosquitoes in January.
So. Right. So that's the perfect time to be testing.
Right.
I'd pay it if we were.
So that's definitely something that can come out of the training in the streets and alleys.
Okay. All right. Explain to me what you explained on salt. So if we cut salt,
we're not going to do any salting because I bought one truckload this year. We had about a full bin.
Okay.
This last year. Now we've probably got a quarter of a truck, and you were cutting it in half, so that was going to give me one truckload for next year, and that would not do if we had any snow events hardly whatsoever. So
unless we had another year like this one, it was like.
Well, even if you have stuff like this, I mean, you're spreading salt some.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you've got the railroad crossings, we try and hit most stop sign intersections.
So this 7,000 gets you how many trucks?
And depending on pricing, last year salt went up $40 a ton. So it was over $100 a ton. So what comes back this year, I don't know. If we order the two truckloads, maybe we'll get a little better price on our end. I don't know.
So is there anything we can cut out of that line item at all? We need rock and sand, or we can't do patching.
Street signs, possibly. I think we're pretty good on a lot of that. I think the posts we had, I got that in last year's budget. Signs, I don't know if that all came out of last year's budget or not.
And we spent a little bit on signs recently, too. For like the library.
Well, the library's supposed to pay back.
Supposed to, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So that can come down quite a bit. So.
Street signs can come down?
Knock off, what, 1,000?
That's not quite a bit, Ron.
5,000? Knock off 5,000?
That gives it 500 bucks. How much was the sign that you put up at the recycling thing?
I don't know.
How much?
$170.
So that's $170 for one sign.
That was to get made.
But that's a special order.
So sign. How much is a stop sign cost?
$50.
So the on the edge of town, the curve sign has been graffitied.
That might be township.
Okay.
Because that's kind of outside our.
Well, it's right at the dump. As you're heading into town, so.
I can call Brad.
But just in case it would be ours. $100?
If that.
Okay.
I don't even think it'd be that much.
So what do you think you need in there?
If, depending on when street signs were purchased out of that, because we ordered, I don't know how many, We ordered several.
Well, you spent $15,000. According to the budget, you spent $15,000 in this line last year.
You replaced a lot of road signs last year, right? Is that when you did that?
Well, you got those golf cart signs too, didn't you, last year? Golf cart community.
Like I said, that was this year, but I don't know which budget that came out of.
Which line?
No, if it was last fiscal year or this year. I don't know.
So we'll just leave it and try not.
That's fine.
Okay, equipment rental, $5,000. We're not going to need a stump grinder. We're going to have that done.
Today we had to rent a breaker for.
Okay. We'll just leave it $5,000.
To get through that pavement, so.
So we are not taking any money away from machine signs?
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone else want pizza? We have a long way to go and I'm really hungry. No?
Sure.
I'm serious. I'm
just going to start from
work.
Almost done.
Are we?
No.
We're not even close.
All right, so we can't take anything off of the end loader payment, vehicle repair payment. I don't see where we can take anything off of there. Fuel. You knocked $1,000 off. Oh.
Off of what?
No, I'm looking at the budget for last year. If fuel costs stay low, maybe we can save money there, but. Really, power, buildings, maintenance.
The building repair, we can hold off on the dump fence.
But can we?
We're going to get an air burner out there.
Yeah, we need to put, I think.
Whatever you want,
it's. Can we hold off on the maintenance shed roof?
No. We did that last year. There is no putting that off.
Maintenance shed off.
That's up to you guys.
Cut it somewhere. Somewhere else we can get rid of stuff.
So if we cut the office.
It's 3720.
That's where Matt was going to be, correct? So if we cut the office this year, we're
and if he gets that's a big if he gets caught up, he has the material, so that was to have somebody build it.
Okay. CU, that was their quote for that. So maybe December, if it's it just all depends on who what part time we have and what's on. What all he has to do, so.
Okay. So the material's already here.
The majority, I didn't buy everything.
To build an office? To build the office?
Okay.
All right. I don't think there's anything else on there. Now water.
That electrical we need to do, so OSHA's not.
Yeah, it doesn't
give
that
us
on there.
Three times
yeah,
that fine.
That then.
So we're leaving the fence, we're leaving the roof, we're leaving the electrical?
Yes.
Taking off the office?
So that's 3,720. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the water fund, you spent $175 for training. That must be what that conference cost then. Yeah, not very much at all.
Real quick, the audit fund. That's just what's the name has been charging us, right?
Yeah.
Do we just get that bid out
for next year?
Next year, like now? Or July? It is July, but.
Yeah.
See what that's going to be.
Yep. So I'm on water right now. I don't really think there's anything. To cut from water.
The one you're full time is replacing who? Or is that a new position?
That'd be replacing Bill from 3 years ago.
Russ.
Oh, Russ, yeah.
From how many years ago?
Two years ago.
So are we really looking for that person, or do we just like to put it in here? I'm not trying to be funny.
It would be nice if we could replace them, yeah.
Are we actively searching?
No.
No, because we don't have it passed in the budget yet.
Yeah, I think the last we just always cut it.
Might be posted on
after we pass.
And I know a couple people asked about if we're going to hire somebody. So Hunter's one of them.
Yeah, I think we can fill it.
Oh, we can fill it pretty easy.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there's expenses on the back of the general fund.
We haven't messed with the general fund yet.
We haven't talked about them yet.
You're right. Never mind. Excuse me.
That's
we'll go back over there. Okay.
But that is bad news. We
That's
got
very
yet.
Bad news. All right. Okay.
Yeah, we're on water right now.
Yes.
I think I've got my emergency granola bars in my truck if you want.
Right, so, nothing in the ESTA fund?
Okay?
Nothing in the ESTA fund to deal with?
I just went for water. ESTA's not his.
Okay.
Water in the sewer. And then we'll do it. And then the farm will be down.
There.
Matt, I think.
Water and sewer.
So, water is one that I'm on now. Anything you can think about cutting from water, Matt?
I make no guarantees on freshness.
Actually, I ate them last week. They were pretty good.
Last week.
They might be better than that.
The fire hydrant, does that 2100 cover the replacement of the fire hydrant? I don't remember what that...
The air hydrant rental.
Oh, rental, sorry.
That's what we pay.
Never mind.
I don't know how that... the rental of that works.
We've gone we talked about that years and years ago. It's basically like
that one right there. Yeah.
I can't even remember which ones it is.
Well, I'm sure why do we rent it from an American when it's our system or pipes? Or is it the orange ones? Because I know the orange ones.
Yes, it is the different. I don't remember why. Could we talk about
remember,
a long time ago? But
I just remember 14 years ago, I was told never fill up at a red one, always fill up at an orange one because they're metered differently.
Yeah. And there's no way around
really?
Of getting at that rental for some reason. I don't remember why, but I do remember. They basically.
And I know when they changed it at Busey, they put their own in right there, so. Yeah.
One's the Village, one's the Illinois American.
These are fresh.
What are all the
what's the address of the place we're in right now? 205 East Bay.
What's the water meter replacement, Matt?
$32,050?
Are they all chocolate sheet?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Under equipment supplies, purchase of equipment.
Yeah, that is probably a large meter purchased.
Okay.
And then we'll have a little bit more on top of that for external tenants.
I thought we had purchased those last fiscal year, the large meters.
The large meters, I don't think.
Because I thought we just had them all installed, so I thought we had them and were waiting on installs. Equipment and supplies, purchase of equipment, water meter replacement, $32,000.
That's our lease payment. $32,050.
The lease payment?
That's the lease payment.
Pay for the meters. Gotcha.
Okay. That makes sense then, if it's lease payment.
Which, that is, we did that increase.
I was just trying to figure out why. I was trying to figure out why I said replacement. I thought we'd replaced everything, so.
That's supposed to be covered in our income. That's $180,000 shy of the whole thing.
Did One American increase our water rates this year at all? What we pay?
I assume they'd have to notify us if they did.
I think they did increase. Did they do increase last year?
The cell phones, 500, and the cell link, is that for the truck?
Cell link is for the water meters.
See, going on a new system screws me up.
And then we'll need to add that in there for the, I guess that's sewer, but the lift station. We'll need to add that in there.
We don't have to yet, because we don't have anything in the sewer plant
to do it.
Just want to add the equipment so it's there.
Yeah.
Matt, how much is the maintenance shed roof? Because it's listed in both streets and alleys and in water.
Well, it's going to be in all three funds. So I think I had $11,000 budgeted for that.
See, some of those things we shouldn't be splitting over multiple funds just for clarity. Why don't we just put that?
We can't just take it out of water.
No, the maintenance shed. Why is that coming out of water at all? As opposed to just
because it houses our water equipment.
But we're not repairing the equipment. We're repairing the building.
But it's the shed that houses everything.
Loader, which we dig up.
Every truck they use, our pumps, when we pump out the ditch, when we have to.
It's the problem. I get what you're saying. It stinks we have to do it this way. Why we can't just have streets, water, sewer all in one budget and make it a whole lot easier.
No, not that. But the repair of one of our physical buildings should not be split over multiple funds when that's a general fund kind of issue for the village to take care of.
But when you don't have the money in the general fund to pay for it, you have to...
Well, we don't have it in water either, so...
Yeah, we don't have it in water either, and you're correct.
Or sewer. Exactly. So, I don't think we should be budgeting that against...
So just like this full-time salary for a single employee, that one employee is not going to be dedicated to water, but we're taking his salary out of water.
We've kind of split that up. Divvy up everything somewhat accordingly.
So would you rather have just one line amount of water budget needs to pay general fund, a salary, a maintenance shed roof?
But I think you're saying that you don't think it should be taken out of that. It should be taken out as a building maintenance fund.
Correct.
Not a general fund.
Correct. I can see
if you go that route, the $220,000 for phase 3 and 4, that's coming out of general fund, so that should be in general fund too. So where do you call?
But that's specifically a water thing.
But it's coming out of general funds
right now. But the point is, the building has multiple uses. So we need to just, instead of nickel and diming every one of these individual funds for it, it just needs to be a general expense, the cost of doing business as the village. We need to repair this thing. It needs to come here.
But I
could see keeping police building repairs in the police budget, but the maintenance shed isn't just for water. It's not just for sewer. It's not just for streets and alleys, but it doesn't make sense to... Here, you get to pay portion of this instead of it just being a village expense.
So that's not really even a Matt That's not even directed, needs to be directed to Matt, that needs to be directed to us.
Exactly. That's why I asked, why is this in these other funds?
I like it like that because
the total cost.
We are using that building for water. If you had a business that you had an electrical and a plumbing side, you're going to split that building fees up for both businesses. It's, to me, it's the same thing.
Otherwise, you're going to have to pull all the salaries out of it. Vehicles.
You guys just are not understanding what I'm saying. So
I get.
I'm just going to drop it because
I don't think right now is not the argument time to make it. We can.
I asked because up until I saw the maintenance shed roof again, I thought we were talking about a small $4,000 repair, not an $11,000 repair. So that kind of thing shouldn't have to be, Matt shouldn't have to spread that over three different funds. For us to then go have to do the math to figure out, okay, what's the actual cost of this?
$11,000. It's been on, we've got this document two or three times in different board packets. And
great, but this is what the public is going to see.
Brandy's the one that spreads it out amongst the funds, though.
That's fine. That's fine. My point isn't that we are doing it. My point is, for certain things, to make her life easier, make his life easier, we need to start consolidating some things. It's a giant garage. It's not something that we're doing water business out of, or in your example, or electric business out of. We're putting the equipment in the building. That's it. Now, if we were doing repairs on the buildings that are specific to water, that's something different. You understand what I'm...
I agree with you. I think it makes more sense to have it in the general fund as this one building with the entire expense. I also like the idea of the employee salaries not being one in water when we don't have one that's necessarily dedicated to just water.
Right.
One in...
But like employee salaries, and then somehow we need to show on here...
That water's paying the general fund?
Yeah, water is paying for some of that salary. Because if not, then this number here is not correct.
Which number?
The 824,999. That we need to show either break it down per hour what they use, or because when they are working on a water main, that doesn't need to come out in general fund. That should come out of the water.
100% agree with you.
Fund. So unless you estimate how many hours the whole maintenance department puts on it, and you can't do that every year. So I think that's the fair way. Now at the end of the year, you could go back and say, well, three guys come in on a Saturday and for 8 hours and fix a water main break. You can, but we have no way of easily tracking that either, unless you.
Yeah, it's flawed either way, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have no way of. We wouldn't want to put that in anybody to go back and say, okay, well, this much of a 40-hour work week was spent on water, or this much was spent on the streets, on the sidewalks.
And as far as general fund for the roof, doesn't, it's whatever, but part of that building is used for water in my eyes, because you're using, you know, so I say for now we leave it as is, since it is that way, and then in the future if we want to break something down like that,
That's fine. I was just making the point that we should not have to keep figuring out what the total cost is. Our public shouldn't have to keep figuring out, okay, I thought this thing was a $3,600 repair. Why do I see it again here? Why do I see it again here? Because this isn't just for us to figure out where to pull money from. It's for our public to see where we're spending money. So that's all I'm saying. I understand that now is not the time to change it, but we need to be having that discussion to make this easier for everyone.
Sorry.
The only thing I can see on here that we could probably take off is the master meter for $750. We've only got one meter. We're using that right now. Once we get that one swapped out, we won't need that software anymore. So. And that's $750 water and sewer.
And what's that under on water?
That is
under dues and subscriptions.
Yeah.
Okay. So you said we don't need that?
Because that's the reading software for the old meters. So.
But right now we still have one. How does that one get read without this?
We can still read it. It's just an update, which mm-hmm. they don't update the software anyhow. So you're paying an annual fee for that. So I mean, it's either that or pop a lid and read it. I've got one meter that was bad and ship it back to the manufacturer. Once they send me the other one back, we'll get that one installed and be done. So.
Okay.
Anything else?
So whose cell phone is on here and then whose cell phone?
The cell phone.
On Street and Alley? Or is that just because I heard earlier we said that the only cell phone right now we have is Matt's, right? But we intend to give somebody else a cell phone?
Unless that's in a third each out of each.
It may have just been not taken out after last year as well.
Yeah, because it says cell phone under Streets and Alleys, cell phone under water, cell phone under sewer.
I'm sure it's in the general fund too, right?
No. Seeing cell phone in the general fund.
I don't see it.
Maintenance. Communications.
Yeah, it's got cell phone system in sewer. Under communication. Yeah. Probably in several places, but just making sure we have the right total number.
So I guess that's where I'm confused why we're putting those in different ones too. Instead of just one, because if we're doing that for a lot of stuff, that's just not clear.
Well, you.
I mean, I get the cell phone link is for the metery, right?
So that'd be water and sewer.
Okay.
So, because the billing provides your water rates and your sewer. So.
The problem is if we were running water and sewer like a business, not worrying about the profit margin, we could recoup a lot of our expenses that here in there.
I guess my question is, how much do we pay for cell phones total?
Well, it's just one, I think, is the only cell phone we have. How much is it a month?
I don't know, I'd have to go back and look.
Say $60 a month or whatever. I don't know.
And but
right
do other people need a cell phone?
No.
That we need to budget for them, or Matt's the only one?
But everybody else turned theirs in. Nobody was using it.
That's 720 a year.
But I guess on that one, how much is the cell link a year? So that's
like
part of that.
It was $15 a month.
It was pretty relative.
Something
cheap.
Like that. Under $20.
So they need a 960.
Because then we have cell phone and cell link under sewer, too.
Yeah. Because that's how you get your... The cell link's got to be on both, because that's all it's used for is water and sewer.
Then we've got... You've got an air card and computer, right?
It's under three spots. That's what I was asking.
It's
cell link.
Cell link or cell phone?
Cell phones are on three spots, and cell link is on two.
Yeah, cell link should be on two. It should be on water and sewer.
And like I said, the cell phones probably just didn't get deleted out of Streets and Alleys and Waters from last year, because we used to have an employee in Streets and Alleys that carried one, and an employee in Water that carried one as well.
Okay. You said you have a second meter reader, too, Matt?
That's the master meter. That's the one that's for the old meters. So that 750 on sewer and water could go away. Under dues and subscriptions, under equipment supplies.
I was looking at miscellaneous.
The second meter refunds is when people get a second, like you got your secondary meter.
Oh, that's from when, okay.
And
gotcha.
Then when they return them, we have to refund them.
Gotcha.
We don't water.
It took out a whole $750.
Yeah, and we have Oakware already $750 on sewer. All right.
Sewer.
Sewer.
RH construction sewer repairs. The lift station going in, we can't really cut that since we're putting it in now. There was something else we were going to cut off here, though. What was it? I can't read it.
Was it the cell phones for the lift station, since we don't have anything at the sewer plant?
Well, right now we have landlines, so we can't really cut that. Those are those automatic dialers.
Okay.
So we'll have to figure out how that's going to dial in, because that alarms them when they have a problem. So mm-hmm. if we put the cell link in, air card for that, so that they can dial in. just don't, there doesn't have to be something that goes into the student plan, because we don't have anything there to receive that. So.
What is the NPDES?
Is that our discharge?
The discharge permit. It lists the discharge.
Do we get that every year?
We just, this is the first year we did it. Okay. We got an EPA letter.
No, NPDES is
the wrong one.
Is an annual thing.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was the, we, this is the first year we did, or is that a different one? We got the letter from EPA and we needed that whole site plan stuff.
Is that the IDDE?
That all run together.
That's the wastewater. We've done that a couple of years now.
Had we, okay. There's always something new.
The only question I have is the trench box. We need that if we go over the 4 foot digging. Do we want them to be able to go deeper?
Did you say there was a trench box somewhere?
No, there was a ditch box somewhere that does ditches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if we don't have that, then we can't go over the 3.5-4 foot deep.
Mm-hmm. So I guess my question is, do we want them to dig over 4 foot deep? Is the question. I mean, what do you feel comfortable with, especially with the manpower right now? I agree with you on that.
How often do we even go over 4 foot?
There's been times when we're working on water mains.
The whole
Main Street,
northeast side where we're having the issues, most of that's going to be 10 foot deep.
Well, like today,
6 to 7 to 10.
Pushing 6 foot there, so it wasn't a hard fix once we got through 14 inches of asphalt, but once we got through there, it was like a crack about that big on the top of that bank. So.
But that would mean, too, if we ever have emergency fixes, where it's literally breaking the road up.
But
Who do we call to fix that?
Right now, the only people I'd feel comfortable in that ditch is Jeff, Matt, and Mike.
And if we get a new...
That's if Mike has a good day.
But if we get if we're going to get a new full-timer...
Yeah.
Somebody. Well, and then again, that's training we're going to mm-hmm. have to do.
Yeah, that's an OSHA. Somebody come in. Mm-hmm. I think the guys need OSHA 10 eventually anyways. Let alone trench. That's a whole separate.
Mm-hmm.
Repairing water services, that's not a problem. That's under 4 foot. We can do that all day long. That's not a problem. When we get to water mains, that's where we're having the issues.
Most of your storm sewers are going to be under 4 foot.
Yeah. I'm not worried about emergency repair of storm sewers. So.
Yeah.
Well, sanitary sewers. We've had some sanitary sewers.
Can we rent trench boxes?
Probably.
We'd probably be real close to that 2,000 with delivery and.
That's 2,000
per
2,000 super, so you're 4,000. And that's a small aluminum box. If we get much more than that, we're going to be able to pick it up.
Yeah.
With the load.
Yeah.
And even with a trench box, you're only good to 8 foot, because you have to, because you have to be 2 to 3 foot above surface with the trench box. So if you have a 10 foot, you can only go mm-hmm. 8 foot anyways.
Well,
and I don't know if they're probably around 8 foot tall, aren't they, trench boxes?
They vary.
Yeah. Whatever we want to get, yeah. Now I say we go ahead and cut that.
I would say next
I think
year.
I'm sure we can find one if we absolutely have to get one.
Yeah,
we can find
yeah.
one, so.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's. But
yeah, and with manpower, it would be tough for us to do many repairs deep like that, anyways. To have your spotter and to have somebody operating and to have somebody, at least 3 to 4 people. And that's something we really don't want the high schoolers.
No, that would not a high school job anyway,
anyway,
so.
No.
We say high school, they're all 18, but.
So we're taking out the trans test?
216.
I'll do that now.
And on the other.
2000 sewer, 2000 water.
Mm-hmm.
2750.
What is the engineering cost for this station? The one with the question mark?
Yeah.
That's because I wasn't given any engineering cost for the East Street replacement. I didn't know if that was added into the 300,000 or.
With the additional fees we just signed that contract for, is that what you're talking about?
No, I didn't. Do we have, what is the engineering cost for the East Street lift station?
That should have
is
already
it
been.
In the 300,000 that you put on your sheet? Okay.
We still have it.
So we don't have to add any additional ones.
Do you remember what board meeting we approved that at? We're going to just look in the board packet.
Because I have on here, you should have a station replacement and engineering 300,000. So. But that probably didn't include the additional services. I know it didn't include the additional services.
I assume the shop tool replacement is something you use for all three of these things?
Yes.
Vehicle purchase, you're going to pay 1/3 of the down payment for that thing? For the unloader?
It's the unloader we bought last year.
Okay.
We
yeah.
have to make the first payment this year.
It's just a check written to the.
We don't have like a separate fund for it, right?
We don't have a separate bank account for it.
The reason why I'm asking is because every, what, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, we have to buy them a new truck.
Not even that.
Should be longer, no more than they use it.
Yeah, it's like 8 or 9 years.
We'd never bought one since I've been on, up to this one, last one.
Well, I thought we bought.
You bought. The one Greg Clerk brought back as a
from an auction. It was an old fence truck. That was the old GMC we just got rid of. And then
that was yeah, that was before me though.
Okay. And then the F-150 they've had since 2012, 13.
So what I was thinking, so we're going to replace it every 8 years, we'll say. And it costs $35,000, right? Should we put $5,000 extra away a year?
So we've never bought them a brand new one before, though.
Well, we just did.
Well, I know, but that should last them.
That should be a 10-year truck.
If should that, be 15 years. Literally,
not going to be any of our problems, so not worry about it. Okay.
That's how our water system got to what it is now.
Let's say the second truck is I think it's a 14. It may not be. Don't hold me on. So let's say we replace it in 2024. There's 4 years. You're going to have to account for $30,000.
And I was just kind of thinking out loud because I know other communities do that. So we know, say, Matt's going to need a new truck. And
which,
like, we're so
I
we should
think we spent too much on that to begin with, but
oh, I don't disagree. And then put $5,000 away,
probably
we know
maybe look at it next
years.
Year, but it's
yeah.
probably not a good thing to add,
probably
this
not.
Year.
Yeah. I was just kind of thinking out loud.
No, that's yes, you're correct.
Done with sewer?
I have a question.
I'm done.
So, streets and alleys, water, and sewer all have maintenance supplies budget line items. $665 for each of those is shop tool replacement. So between the three budgets, you're asking for $13,500 in maintenance supplies. $2,000 of that is for tools. What are your plans for the other $11,000?
I haven't looked back and see what's been on the past. I mean, there's flags, there's, you know,
paint, oil,
paper towels, shop towels.
A pump goes down, there's $1,500, $2,000.
I know. I'm just
water. Like when we repair a meter kit, we've got to go get parts from IMCO. So you've got repair clamps, you've got shutoff valves, stuff like that. So that would be on the shop supplies side there. So.
Okay.
And repair clamps.
Thank you for the added detail.
Yeah. I think we bought a couple of clamps, and one was probably $750, one was about $1,000. It goes around the entire bell. You have a leaking bell spigot for it, water main. So we use some of those in the past. So they stuff some.
So if that's $1,000 for just the clamp, how much would it be to replace that joint?
Well, if I can do it without shutting the main down,
right?
That's what I'm going to do. Because then I don't have to have the oil.
Right.
You know,
and what you're by saying that you're saying you'd rather spend the $1,000 for the clamp versus is that what I'm understanding?
By the time we would put two clamps and a piece of pipe to redo that,
I hate eight times.
You're probably talking about the same amount. Okay, does he get
this?
Go ahead.
With the pipe itself and then two macro clamps, they're probably $300-$400.
So my only question then is, which one has the longer lifespan of repair? The clamp or the or the replacement?
Well, if it's not a clamp, you'll never have to do it again until the main completely goes to crap. So.
Okay.
Themselves that's kind of holding all that.
Sure.
It's the poor materials they've used in the past on the water mains. That's why we're having issues now. Either due to crappy plastic pipe they used, or they've been at the ground for so long, now we're starting to have, you know, they may look good, and we've seen a lot of those on Broadway. They look good on top, the whole bottom split now, and that's where we're having issues with those mains over there. So, and then like that small leak over here on Holden, like I said, it was
2 inches.
Crack about that long and had about 4 jets shooting up. And the rest, I mean, the main, it looked like it was put in yesterday once they got down to it. But the main itself, it's, and that's one of the 2 feeds we have to feed the west side of town. So
okay.
That's why we need to think about replacing and upgrading stuff like that.
Okay. Thank you.
Does a culvert cost? Just like one to go in a driveway. Just a ballpark figure.
Are we putting pork barrel projects in?
Well, kind of.
At least he's being kind of honest.
I think you get like a 20-foot piece, 250.
Okay. We can put them in MFT. We can put a line on them in an MFT. For culvert replacement, because we need a bunch of culverts in town replaced.
We need a bunch of roads and replaced too.
Need what?
Need a bunch of roads replaced too.
True, but what my thought was, if we buy 10, 15 of them every year in MFT, and then just sell them back to individuals in town, because it's not really our responsibility to replace a culvert on a driveway, unless we burger it up somehow, and that would take care of some of our flooding. I mean, maybe a tenth of our flooding. So.
Put that
kinda
on.
Sorta.
We're on the pork barrel page.
Mm-hmm.
I was bored with water and sewer. I'm kind of over it.
Anything else?
Anything that says pork barrel.
Anything else?
You have to look at the tiny fine print.
Is that the commercial you have to pause and get really close to the TV to look at?
It's on all 3 of them.
I kind
of
spaced out.
Yeah. 4. It's 4.
We can put that on, please.
They're on all 4.
So
police,
we cut out $27.50 from sewer.
Much.
We were just slashing away.
Which,
this is not very,
I hate to keep a dead horse, but both of those would be pretty close if we did, if we didn't have our big projects we have to do.
I agree.
I mean, they'd be right on, yeah. But we can't go without doing the meters.
And talking to Bob's son today, I don't know if they'd even be, I don't know how far they'd Which one are you on? Tap the page.
I think.
So we're on general fund?
Yeah.
We're doing these guys. I mean, you're welcome to stay. We have pizza. But we have stuff in general fund, though, don't you, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
No?
Moving past the TIF.
Not much we can do with TIF.
Those are expenses we're required to pay.
Yeah.
Thankfully, we're not paying back into
this
year. ESDA,
we can't change that either, so.
Yeah, ESDA actually got more money this year because you wanted to raise, when you raised the rate a little bit.
Well.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
I don't think so. It's 10,000.
Now, when you raised our property tax rate, the only place we could raise was in ESDA.
But we weren't taxing for all of ESDA, though. No thing. Or we weren't taxing for it at all.
I remember that's what Mark was saying. That was the only place we could do it at. So, actually, the fact it's not reflected in here.
Right. I'm guessing that the county didn't get their numbers updated before they sent them to me.
Imagine that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
Just change the verbiage from secretary to employee.
Yeah.
I think it sounds like a way there. Feels better, but
she's,
everywhere else is employee.
Personal assistant.
And no,
no.
Personal assistant.
Again, no pork barrels.
No, that would be my job title.
I know,
Rob's,
that's what I was saying. Right
assistant.
There. It says Brandy. Alright. I don't see anything. Cut janitorial out of here.
Not if you're going to have others do it.
True.
You said we were keeping it in general fund and cutting it from police.
No, you are correct.
It was an hour ago.
I know, you expect me to remember way back then.
Are there any trainings or seminars we plan to send anybody to?
With clerk seminar.
Okay.
Thing. They got canceled this year, though.
Yeah.
But you left the money there, correct?
Right.
So it'll be a little cheaper because we technically paid for it last year, even though she didn't go because of COVID.
That was in May, though, wasn't it? Would have been in May?
So that would have been this fiscal year anyway.
So lodging, we can probably get rid of lodging and meals then.
Yeah,
lodging
and meals could go down.
But do we still pay mileage?
No, because we have the car.
We have the
okay.
We have the car now.
Yay.
For now.
It works. Heck, we got a whole bunch of cars they can use over here. Just take your pick.
I can drive that Hummer about 200 miles and see what they think of that when they get back.
I've done that.
When you went and picked it up.
500 some miles or something like that.
That's what you get for going to get it.
I know.
What are we changing lodging and meals to? I heard that there's maybe one on
there. I would say cut it down to like 1,000.
Just in case something comes up.
Right.
Well, it's not a hotel though, right? We deal with the cork thing again.
Well,
but that would be next year, wouldn't it?
Right, it'll be in May. So that'll be on next year's budget.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
So we're already in the hole for next year's budget.
Never ends. Never ends. Hmm.
The ADA ramp.
Well, here's the thing on that. We have put that off for 3 years now. We've had several people fall when they've come into the
Several village. Or Mike just three times.
Where are you?
Facilities.
$25,000 probably isn't going to recover, or is it going to cover?
That was the engineering cost that they put out for it.
Build a ramp?
To build a graded ramp to ADA specs.
But then you got to look at, we don't have any bathrooms that are ADA accessible either.
Right.
And that counter is not, nothing in the office is ADA accessible.
Is this a large enough project, whereas if we're augmenting the building, we have to bring everything else into ADA compliance?
That's would be best, yes.
So we put it off
against. Because a guy working in housing.
So do we put it off against, we're not having to.
Because the problem you got, if you make the ramp ADA accessible and somebody comes in and says, I can't even use the bathroom, then you got problems on top of that. I'm not saying it doesn't need to be done.
No, but it's a cut we can make this year again.
Yeah. Right. And then the other thing, even our.
But there are two bathrooms in the building, and the second one is ADA.
Well, not since they put the door going back to that office area, the old conference room. There's a door there now. And I would have to look at the bathroom. I don't know if the bathroom is.
It's pretty narrow.
I don't know. Maybe been in there.
It's
once.
Just an old home bathroom. So
yeah.
Got a bathtub and shower next to this other room.
Yeah.
5 foot radius.
Mm-hmm. Clearer radius. Yeah. So.
Okay. Yeah. By the time you put a ramp in, then start making those changes, might as well build a new building.
And then the toilet has to be ADA with grab bars and.
And the sink.
Sink.
Well, that knocked $25,000 out.
I'm not saying that's something we do need to do, but
yeah, I could just see it being a lot extra.
Yeah, and then I guess that's
somebody
what
coming
I was
in and saying, do the rest of it.
Because even if we do the ramp, I don't know if that ramp had new door going into the office. Because that's not kosher either. So I'd have to look. It's been so long ago.
The vehicle maintenance, if you want to, we just sell that vehicle outright, get rid of it, and pay mileage.
What vehicle are we talking about?
That old squad car they put in there. Because what all do you use it for other than.
Well, they use it every day.
Get in the mail.
Get the mail.
The mail, the bank, the post office, training, conferences.
They're back to using their own personal vehicle.
Matt had Terry use it today to take the water samples to Springfield.
And that's only if it needs the repairs, right? $2,500, so.
And
that would include oil changes.
How much does the insurance cost?
And tires.
Go ahead.
It's not broken down. It's
just
we have
one
blanket
thing.
Policy.
Take it out.
But do we need anything for building repairs?
There needs to be some flooring in
there. What was the quote on that?
Some sort of.
What about the outside?
Did it not come in yet? Didn't they come
around the building on the outside?
Given a measure, right?
Because we've never.
Where they came in and measured.
The other thing we've never done is inspected what. Termite damage, we
right?
Fully have.
Yeah, nobody uses
building.
That really back room that much anyway.
Yeah, because the back room's the only thing made of wood.
I know, right? It'll just fall off the house.
Isn't that where you're sending the public to go get on the computer?
Exactly. So we cut that.
I mean, okay. Just saying.
Bringing that back up for them. What is the 20?
Didn't they send you home?
I was just going to ask that, Brian.
What's that?
$2,500 communications? Or is that for you, Randy?
That was for our phones.
So that would go away if you went to Office 365? Unless you are pulling it from the general fund or.
Well, we're in the general fund right now, so.
Mixing it. I don't have my own IT phone. I put it on Excel sheets for y'all. thing that I put on.
That
probably
was that was ESI.
So that would go away and insert Brian's new.
Right.
Okay.
So we cut 30,000 off.
There we go. Oh, we got 25,000.
We only cut 30 because we took down travel expenses.
So there's 30.
So
we still have, we still have 1 million to cut off of it, so.
One bite at a time.
We're going to, do we cut the cleanup day this year? I mean, even if we do that next spring, we're still going to be whatever phase they say.
We did that last year, didn't we? The cleanup day?
Mm-mm, we cut it last year.
Cut it last year. We didn't give funding any money, did we?
Not yet. 4,000 is what you said.
4,000, yeah, we cut it down to 4,000.
We have a fun day?
No.
We have a fall fun day, maybe.
October 3rd, thank you.
No.
Justin's going to be a
Grand Marshal.
You're going to have to.
Off duty.
Yeah, I'll lead the parade, but you're going to have to hire security because I don't know.
Oh.
What I'm going to do, they will be like mounted patrol, get a horse, that will help.
Is that a horse in?
Okay.
Yes, add a horse in.
Perfect.
$100,000.
Right. Don't forget training.
And just make it a hard one.
I'll say
the community programs bring it $25,000. Is that including fun day, recycling?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would say our cleanup day, for COVID reasons and budget reasons, we put it off.
Mm-hmm.
We do have a recycling, so.
Yeah.
So this is our last payment on the fire, on this property, right?
No, the final payment was
March.
Is March. It's not on this one.
It's done. We're done with it.
Woohoo!
What's cleanup day is gone. What?
Cleanup day is gone, yes.
What is Board of Trustees?
Do what?
Right, because that's also listed in the 15,000 on the front.
Yeah, what is that?
Ooh, I'm sorry.
Board
of Trustees.
3,000.
Yeah, but we didn't.
It's on the front bit.
We didn't even use it. Isn't that what we budgeted for training? I think so. We budgeted for training for the Board of Trustees, and we've used $50.
And
the Board of Trustees miscellaneous.
Yeah, we have a miscellaneous
so
fund, which we never use.
We use $50.
And we just bought pizza with it if we don't reimburse Vicky.
$22. There you go.
So we can cut it by.
$2,900.
There we go.
Pizza every meeting.
But again, if we don't use it, why keep it budgeted?
Right.
Well, but
pizza every meeting.
It's nice to have it there just in case. I mean, we haven't used it, but like stuff like this, we can pay for the pizza out of it for a late night meeting like this.
Yeah, but that's not $3,000 worth.
No.
True.
We haven't used ever used it, so I don't. What
we used $50 of it.
Well, $50
I have
then
no.
Then cut it to $250. If we only used $50 last year, and
well, and this
did we even use any in 2018, 2019?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of uses for it. That's what I'm trying to think of.
Because you also have your
I do.
Discretionary fund,
I
too,
to
which
use that.
We can cut
but
that down, too.
Buy his pizza every once in a while if you want.
I could. Yeah.
Actually, where is his discretionary fund budgeted?
From what I was told, that is in the community, that part of that community program.
The $25,000.
Where's
that 3,000? That's my budget. That's all you get. Done.
Well, would that sign come out of that then too? Recycling?
The community projects? Yeah. I would think because it's a community project.
And not out of streets and alleys.
What does the community program pay for?
It'd be great if we had, you know, statements of what our lines pay for.
Do we use 21,000 out of that?
Yeah, what is that?
That was last year we budgeted the Daggy House tear down out of there.
Huh?
The called it a safety concern.
We don't have a safety concern line item.
No, Raven's separate.
It's separate now. I think we brought it out of that first year we used it.
So, but the community program is funded, recycling, and miscellaneous?
No, those are separate.
Those are separate.
Car recycling.
So.
But it gets used. I mean, that's one village service that people get to see and.
So Brent, you said the community program we paid for a house last year?
Yeah, that $21,000 last year was tearing down 105 Daggy.
What else is that fund used for?
We got raised in 17, didn't we? No, I mean.
Yeah.
We've only had it one year.
Really?
I thought we got longer than that.
Has there been any movement?
That's still ours.
Kind of dead.
I thought there was an offer.
We did have an offer and then we countered and then the guy just stopped talking to us.
We need a new agent.
I don't think an agent's gonna fix that lot.
No, it's not the problem. Any agent can sell it. It's listed with anybody.
I thought it was Wade.
It is Wade, but.
Wade's the listing agent.
But anybody can sell it.
Then why hasn't he sold it?
So what else is under the community program? Like, what does that cover?
It's like almost discretionary.
Things that don't fit elsewhere.
So like the RC Fest guy that came and talked to us, if he said, hey, can I have $1,000 to help get this off the ground? We could have used that out of the discretionary fund and.
That's the same conflict with Danny Davis thing.
The Fall Festival came out of somewhere out of community.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're correct. That was $1,000, I think, wasn't it?
I think it was the community programs, cause I think wasn't Blockfield tiling like 19,000 something?
That sounds about right.
So it would have come out of the community programs as well.
Community programs be if somebody came to us and couldn't pay their utility bill?
No, we don't.
That's the township fund with the township?
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the idea of keeping something in the community program and encourage people to do something and apply for like a.
Grant, loan, whatever.
Yeah, a grant from it to get something going in Toledo, but I don't know where all of our deductions, how they've added up and whether we're in a position to do that, but that would be really needed.
We have removed $1,000,025.
We have removed $1,000,000?
No.
Oh, I was excited for a minute. I'm like, I don't think, I was like, why are we still here?
I know our math was funny to begin with, but.
That's really fuzzy math.
Do you wanna cut it down to like 15,000?
Leave it at 25. I mean, we're not really using it, but it's nice to have it there in case, say, Vicky comes up with a great project.
But again, like you said, do we even have it to give somebody?
Yeah, good point.
But yeah, we're still not even close to where we need to be, so it's not gonna make or break.
Let's get it to 12,000?
If that's where my discretionary fund comes from, and it's as simple as this, that comes in handy for little things. Like if something's not in Matt's budget, I keep picking on Matt cause he's got more vehicles than anybody else. Or something happens at the police department and something breaks that we don't have budgeted for. We have $25,000 that we can go back and forth. Cause we talked about this years ago and they tried to raise it up and we fought to keep it at 20, whatever it is.
Is it 5,000 a month?
I thought it was three.
Or three, that sounded maybe right. I don't remember.
I thought it was three.
So I just have a question. For recycling?
It says it's 36,000. It's not 36,000.
We pay for that to be out on our lot that we pay for, right? We don't charge the residents of Toledo nothing for that. It's free recycling.
Correct.
Why don't we charge?
Well, how do we charge them?
How do you charge for that? For a drive-up service?
That is always full.
We could go to all the residents and impose a recycling fee, but it's not really
And then they will expect it to be empty.
Yeah.
So they can actually put their stuff in there.
I mean, it's
short of putting a gate around the code for each person.
You go send it out to every resident down. This is your code.
Sounds like $20.
Here's your key fob.
You can use your ray for it.
Remember when they came in and did that presentation? And all the phone calls and everything?
Yeah. No, I understand.
You get rid of recycling and your phone will not quit ringing.
But, I mean, why don't we cut that in half and pay the people that service our trash in our area half of that to pick up recycling?
Chris's won't do recycling.
Chris is just about everybody here in town.
I almost think like Champagne that has the separate bin is a fee they
charge the city. The problem is getting someone to pick it up.
I think the yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know who would get to pick it up.
Well, I think the city still pays for that service.
Illini Recycling. I've seen some cans that said Illini Recycling.
That's part of their service.
Right.
Do we have a contract with these?
Yes.
We do. And they are the cheapest.
Is it perpetuity?
No. I think we...
Renews annual?
We had, who was it last year that we actually, one of you guys called and got bids on everything.
Honestly. Seems like a lot.
Oh, it is, but it's, this is
the... But when you're picking up once a day,
yeah,
every day was Sunday?
Every day.
And then it was Saturday either.
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
Taking one every time. And Friday... Taking them both?
No, we got rid of that.
Yeah,
just down to one.
We should have done that. Kept that in there.
Yeah.
Saturday's when everybody's going. Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, but that.
Well, here lately it's been every day.
Right, yeah. That's true.
It's like a constant stream of people.
But again, that's one service that people see that we're providing that they are using daily. It shows we're at least using their money for something.
Yeah, but if we charge like $10 a month to use it,
how do we charge?
How you
them?
Charge that, and then, okay, I go once a week, and I've gone several times, and it's full every time. I bring all my stuff back. I'm gonna ask my $10 back.
Yeah, or somebody doesn't use it at all.
Uh huh.
Just a lot of money that we're paying out.
If we charge $10 per household, mm-hmm. That's only $13,000. Or should we pay for it a year?
22. On here,
because we only have about 1,300 houses ish in town, give or take a house or two.
I'm not trying to bring up no trash drama. I was just asking.
Oh, I know. I get it. I've tried to figure this out,
Brian, close
for years.
not me.
I've tried to figure this out for years because it drives me insane that we're paying to recycle when that's part of recycling. And so I don't know.
So community program, 25,000, 12,000.
I would like to leave it at 25. Just. I mean, we don't even like we pulled the Daggy House out of it one year. We
pizza at the meeting.
Pizza at this meeting. I mean, there's two houses that. Down on Brandy Street, we might have to do something with here real soon because there's all kinds of animals living in them.
I told you what to do.
I know. They didn't leave the keys in it.
Oh.
So, I mean, it's so there's two more houses that we might end up owning the property.
Nate would have had a ball.
Plus.
Can we please get to the point where we are identifying each of these things, community programs, like Jared asked, what is it for? We need to know, and not just us, but like you said, this isn't our problem. This is somebody 10 years from now's problem.
That was a joke, but...
I understand, but in all seriousness, we need to help those people now so that... When we're no longer on the board, but are still in the community, we know what these things are being used for or should be used for. So that when they up that to $50,000, we can say, exactly what are you going to do out of there for $50,000? I mean, we just need some statements, just like notes off to the side, just like these notes are here, but notes that don't change that this fund is for XYZ. Especially if it's not broken down like fund days, recycling, miscellaneous expenses. Account 1250, general fund. I'm sorry.
What is the recycling income?
That's stuff Matt, like Matt. That's from Matt. Recycling meters and stuff, junk that he's found to recycle.
Oh, so that's like stuff that you go, like the maps and all that stuff.
And that's in general fund.
It's
thank
just,
you.
It's down as income.
But that's in general fund. Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, if I'm scrapping meters, that should go back to water fund.
Okay, but I don't ever have a breakdown of what was taken to recycling, because there was one day you had a dump truck full of bikes, and so I don't ever have, and Murphy told me to just put it all in general fund. So that's
and,
what I
and from
doing.
General fund, we pay the water, we pay money into water, we pay money into sewer to make up for their deficits too. So, and recycling is only a couple of
I only asked because I was asking about we pay recycling.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was for.
Like last year was 2,400. Year before it was
882. Is that from when we voted in the cannabis use?
No. That's the state sends a portion of all of their taxes to each of the municipalities. It gets broken down per capita.
And since they made that an essential business during COVID,
yeah, we had no business over there. Like that. Actually, they have fireworks for in October.
As long as the state hits phase 5, we'll have it on October 3rd.
We're not getting phase 5 till they have a cure
vaccine. You don't know.
Yeah, you're not hitting phase 5.
Go away.
Okay.
So could Chicago.
Well, we put $5,000 down for the help of the company that we purchased our fireworks through.
You should have gave that to the government.
Up
to get to phase five.
It
freezes, it feels a little bit.
Is there a lawsuit for Tuomo? Any order?
What's left?
That's it.
So how much should we cut off?
Well, there's one thing left, and that's raises for the year.
What's American?
It's our accreditation company.
What's keeping us from getting what the issue we had before we had some?
And the majority of that expense is for the new zoning.
That's
guys.
The zoning issue.
So even without, just a rough figure here, without water and sewage losses, we're at $1 million, roughly. Probably a little less because I didn't take out some of our deductions. So even 900,000. That's not including sewage and water, which is 358,000 and 181,000.
And that sewer and water, we don't have the stuff that we were going to go off the IEP loan still in here doing. Like the lift stations. Oh, the East Street is in there, but because it was cut off on this one.
Who knows? We can still get loans.
To finish it.
We don't have to budget all that out of one single year to do that. I think Tim was saying you know 2030 year on some of those loans, those low range loans, and pay it off too.
Which we've. It's my understanding we could do several loans. Like, if we could take one out for the East Street one right now, if we wanted to. And then come back and take one out for the...
But then let's still go back, even if we had loans for those to break even, we're still $900,000.
Then we need to cut off.
No. $600,000, sorry.
And we still have to pay something on it. I mean, it would slowly let our water and sewer rate increases start covering some of it.
How many meters do we have out there?
1,300.
So just for sewage and water to break even, it'd be about $400 per meter, just a rough estimate. So whatever that is. About $33 a month to increase. That's rough. I mean, that's a very... And that's not including the upgrades we need to do at the sewage plant, which is roughly another $30 per user. Hopefully we get half of that in a grant, but can't count on that until we actually have it. So that's gonna put, that would put us, I think, roughly of what Illinois American Water was gonna buy us out for. Per, that was their estimate, which I would probably guess that's low. Mm-hmm. You know, on that kind of estimate, they're gonna show you the lowest. I'm not saying mm-hmm. looking at. I'm just saying, if we raise it to where it needs to be, we're going to be about the same anyways, which could be lower if we get the $5 million, and then we can always lower it when we get caught up. But we still need to keep some in there to have some funds.
No.
Because the only thing I don't like about the sewage is that, you know, they're doing a 30-year loan without the grant. But most of that stuff's only going to have a 20-year lifespan on it.
So you're replacing it before
you're So you're going to have maintenance on top of that.
Mm-hmm. All right, I just had it there. Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Mark say that if we ended up getting the, maybe Tim said it, that if we get the grants, we will be expected to do the projects?
We have to.
Yeah, we have to do it.
Which then means that if we do the projects, there's no chance of selling the system because it's worth even less. To
you could
Illinois
still
American
sell
water.
It, but it would be less. They would buy it off of us.
Right.
For,
right.
But you're only talking, what was it, $2 million buy it? I mean, that was a rough estimate,
yeah,
I think.
Two to three.
So that's, I mean, it's, to me and you, that's a lot of money, but in the grand scheme of things, it's.
Right.
We could eat that up in our budget this year. Yes. So basically, I would look at it as if we sell it off, the money we would get is kind of a
it's a wash
anyways.
And then we also won't have that profit anymore, or wouldn't have that. Well, it's not profit. We wouldn't have that income source coming in.
The only thing we would gain is
income source coming in if we don't break even.
True.
I'd be interested to see if our what we get back is increased with our new meters from residents, if it's actually more accurate. That's going to help. I mean, it's not going to be anything that covers. It's not going to be 100, you know, maybe 20,000-30,000, maybe
well,
the most.
Bills have gone up. I know mine's gone up quite a bit.
So I know I keep beating a dead horse, but that's just something that bothers me.
No, it's not fun to talk about.
No.
But if either way, rates are going to increase. In one way, maybe we don't have to deal with it anymore in the way that we currently are, and it's not.
And that's the only thing we.
Yeah.
Technically, we would gain if we sell it is it's. It's yours. We don't have to worry about it, but your rates will never go down if we do sell it. So
if we're being honest with ourselves, they probably would never go down if we were in charge of them either, because nothing ever does. We would have the best.
I could see.
And then those that aren't on the board, the next board can do whatever they want anyway. So
yeah.
The only way they would stay down is if those that are on the board right now said, okay, remember what we said we were going to do? And then everybody's stuck with it. But
it's one thing to get caught up and get even, but then it's next to build up some funds there to maintain it. So there's
correct.
This, let's get to that, and then let's get to this, and then it's 2070.
Mm-hmm.
And then
with these upgrades and stuff we're talking, you're still the infrastructure in between the lift stations. It's 30, 40, 50. 60s, maybe even 70 years old, some of it, or more, because, well, he's got some fire hydrants that are from 48, so that's dating those lines to at least back to 48, if not older. Same way with water, even with all these upgrades, we're still going to have water mains, so I could see easily spending that $220,000, so that's a small project in all scheme of things.
You could do that annually.
Yes. And by past, we somewhat have been doing that about annually. So yeah, so those losses aren't even counting the losses we had
2 years ago, it's almost $300,000 we lost. That's just water. About $300,000 on sewage too. So they're getting there. We're at $600,000 again. We lost. And some of our stuff has just increased because, to be honest, we have Matt that actually is going out looking at what our hydrants are, looking at stuff that's, yeah, it's more money to spend, but it's stuff we've never looked at since I've been here. So it's been neglected for who knows how. Yeah, and that's his job. He's doing it, so. And it would be great to have everything a 5, 10, 15 year plan, but that's, and we're kind of doing that with what we're paying Donahue to do and what stuff he's done, so, but that takes a lot of time and effort to do those for these kind of utilities. It's hard to do at our housing facilities, and we have all the information right there. It's not easy to do. But even if we get, even if sewer and water were up to par, we'd still have $600,000. I don't know where you cut that. I've looked and looked at it too.
I know.
So roughly $500,000 even without sewage and water, so. No, that's considering the upgrades we need to do on storm sewage, so. That's another day.
Doing natural is the new, you know, the new thing everywhere else. What water does natural thing?
We don't have any natural ditches or culverts.
Yes, ma'am.
So do we have to approve it next meeting?
Yes. Well, first meeting or by the end of the month?
Second meeting. Second meeting, I think, because of the...
We can technically do August, but I think Mark...
I think COVID pushed
Mark's
it back.
Mark's head exploded if you do that.
Well, COVID pushed it back, didn't it?
My head will explode.
At the next meeting, we'll discuss pay rates and stuff, because we can't go in executive session here.
Yeah, you can.
No,
it's not on the agenda.
It's not on the budget. It's not on the special meeting. Thought it had to be on the agenda to do it. Can we do it? Do I have a second for her motion to adjourn? First, there's a motion on the table.
A second.
Okay, we have a second. I can just roll call this one. All right. All in favor? Anybody opposed? Okay. What at the next meeting we'll do? Go to executive session.
That's fine with me.
I guess it's rude.